Questions and Answers on Hebrews Part 1, Conduct, Order, and Doctrine of the Church Series. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, September 25, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lipuzo nilikalabu fama evelu, kalulo ya wan. Mukoloko wa mwezezo, mulao, nituto ya keleke. Lingusaleka mzuale William Marion Branham, nilikutalizo labu lalu manzibwana, muhimu nene 25, 1957, ilifa Branham Tabernacle, mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
How could you do it without God?
Amen. I say amen to that.
That would be a real one, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Could not be done without the Lord. I'm not going to preach out all of them. I thought I might get a hold of something kind of heavy, you know, so I better be prepared.
Nakaza chwani zeo kusinamulimu. Yani kio naluli, njichwani. Alikon kweza hala kusinamulena. Aninaku kutaza kuzwa kuzona kaofela. Kononi upuzi kuli niswale ntwengwi, yebo nalabu kitichwalo. Mwaziba, kona kulimbwesha, ni itukise.
But it was very, very light, so maybe there's not very many questions among the people then. Just very simple and light questions. But I'm glad to try to answer them the best that I can by the help of the Lord.
Kono o, neliyebu bebea hulu hulu luli. Kona kulimwendia kunali puzo zenga tahulu, mwala sicha bakanti, kili puzo fela zebu nolo. Mizebu bebe, kihande nitavile kakuli alaba, kabu ndemoni konela, katusu ya mulena.
And if Sister Oregon Bright is in tonight, Sister Ruth, are you here, Sister Ruth? Over here, I have the address here. No, I don't. Well, I can get it right out here. I had it in my pocketbook, and I left my pocketbook at home. Now, if the police catches me going home, Brother Fleeman, you come to my rescue. Tell Billy I haven't left my pocketbook at home. I'm driving without a license tonight.
Mi haiba kezeli Egan Bright, uteni muhali mo busi uchwana. Kezeli Ruth. Kana uteni mo kezeli Ruth, kwane kule, ninani oo eni, ninani kea lafa, mi. Vatili, haninayona. Kihande na kuna kuingila unafa. Ninani yona mwaka buka kamua pokoto, minisi ile kabuka kamua pokoto kani kwandu. Chole haiba mpoko labani swala, hani ya kwandu mzole Fulimani utahe unila mulele kwa tingi. Ulele bili kulini nisileka buka kaka mwapo koto kwandu. Niza maisa kusinasi tupa safamu kwa kwabu siubo.
I thought I had it in my pocket. I just changed clothes. I'd run in this afternoon. I was cutting some grass right quick and had to quit and hurry up and get in, change clothes and run down here. And I brought the Lexan, but you can get it right afterwards out of there.
Mini upuzi kulimuendini kalwezi mwapo koto yaka. Nenichi nchizefi ya lalitino, nenia kufila hulu msia liwo. Nenisuliku nguenjula buchwa nikapi liluli. Mise nituwe la nikuwa kufila kutaya kwanu. Na chincha litino nikumati ya kwanu. Mini nilwezi vuka ya lita rusu za manzwi, kono wako na kuinga kasamula kwani.
Don't feel bad about that letter. If I never got no one worse than that, that'd be a fine letter. That was good. That was very, very nice. I told you I wouldn't read it, but I slipped up on it. You know, I just couldn't hold it any longer. I just wondered what you said. And it was very, very nice. Wrote like a real school teacher ought to write. That was good. And I appreciate it.
Usike wae kutuwabu maswe kali ngolo leo. Aiba nisika abona ya totoveze ya hulu kufitafo. Leo yuko nakubali ngolo, lelinde. Saani, nelisesinde. Saani, nelisesinde ahulu luli. Mini vulelezi kuli, anakulibala. Kononi sitatalile fela kulona maziba. Mini palezu fela kulipuluka ni hanyani. Nikomokile fela sobulezi. Mine lelinde luli, lingozu sinamuluti wakwasi kolo luli mwaluke ya kungolela. Saani nelisesinde, mina itumela kalona.
And it gives you, see, I love letters of someone that would differ a little with you. See, if you go along all the time, nobody differs with you, you're stale. You got to get a little different so you can understand, dig down.
Mili, limifa mwabona, nilatama ngolo wa mtu ya kuna kushutana hanyani nuena. Mwabona, aiba mulumela na kana kukau fela, hakuna ya shutana kwa tengi nuena. Ufetuwa ya tatafezi, ulukela kuba niyoshela na niye nakuli. Ukone kutwisi saa, nikubati sali kama butungi.
And you just get one rut if you don't watch, then you get into trouble when you do that. You got to just kind of keep moving on and get somebody different with you and fluff up your feathers once in a while.
Mi mimuka kenafila mamu kokolomba olimungwi haiba mutokomela. Ni kipeto mu ba mabuta ata hamweza cholo. Mulukela kuzula pili fila kuya kwa pili, nikuba ni mutu yaka shutana nimina, nikuchomula kwa tengi mafufa kumina, faa ni faa.
Over in Africa, I found two little lions. And there's little bitty fellows about like that, speckled little bitty lion, a little lion, little lioness. Now they look like kittens, this so little like that, little prettiest little thing to display.
Mwa Afrika ni nifumani lita uzepe lize nyani, miine lize ndia hulu ze nyani muendize fita fachwana, zami balabala nyani, tawe ya mwana, tawe ya musari. Michwale netupo na lenge tukaze, nilize nyani maswisi na cholo, totu nyani, tunto, totu ndia hulu, totu nyani. Neli papale la fela.
I was going to bring him back to America. I had him in a bird cage. I was going to bring him back, but I couldn't find anything to inoculate them, any toxin. And they wouldn't let me bring them in the United States without them being inoculated first. And I couldn't find it in all Africa.
Mine nika alitisa kwa Amerika. Nenilive ile masikala muna angasesi tuna. Nenika atahanizo na kono na apale wakufumana sa kulitavi sa muliani wakuku yulabu hali. Miibani hanisa kutahanizo na mwa United States lisikata vi wakali pili. Mine nipale ziku fumana muliani wani mwa Afrika kaufela.
But if you want to know whether he was a lion or not, just cuff him back a little bit. He'd square off and let you know he was a lion. So that kind of lets you know where he was standing. That's what you have to do once in a while. You'll kind of fluff the feathers backwards to find out.
Konwane mukaba takuziba kulikita ukambane, mukasi nefila hanyani, nekakami ngwalula, kumizibisa kulikita u. Kacholo seo, simizibisa foyemi. Cholo kona mamuluke la kwezi za angafani faa mwaziba, kuchomula kwa tingi mafufa, kulimulike, mimubone.
But now we don't get angry like the lion. We just love that to people to ask questions, and questions like that, Sister Ruth, is very, very good to me. It's I love that. See, it's those real nasty kind that I hate to get, but them that was fine.
Kono chole luna halunye mangis na tau, luna fila luna nikulata kwa. Sichaba sibuzeli puzo, mili puzo za cholo zeo, kezeli Ruthi, kizende, zende lulikuna. Kiona na alata cholo. Mwabona, kizo nalika, zefilika nyazani, zeni saatavirangi kwa muhila. Kono zani kwa tengi, ki zani neli zende.
Now, we got some good stirring, just home questions. There's a preacher back there in the back room just now, asked me, said, the two prophets of Revelations 11... would they come in before the rapture or just before they're taken away of Israel? And what? Now that's the kind of questions that it ties you around. But these simple questions like this is all right.
Chwale lunani zengwe zende, zenda hanisa. Kilipu zofela za mwalapa. Kuna ni mkutazi kwa mula okwa ni onafaa, yani buze kuliba. Polofita wabili basinilo 11. Kikuliba kata kungilwa kusikai za la kale nji. Kamba Israel ilika ingiwa kale. Mi kisika mangi, chwale zeo kuna lipuzo ze minganga moya. Bunolo, sinaze, zona lilukile.
But now before we start, let's bow our heads for prayer.
Kono chwale lusika kalisa kale, aluinaya misenilito ozaluna kwa tapelo.
Father, it is noted that when you were 12 years old, you were found in the temple with the scribes and the sages, discussing with them the scriptures.
Ndate, kulemuiwa kuli hanoli wa miaha yeli shumika emibeli ya kupepua. Nofumanu imwa tempele ni bangoli ni bangana inge wambola nibona akazama ngolo.
And they were astonished at a man of old and well trained in the scriptures and yet see a little boy of about 12 years old could just confound him in the explaining of the scriptures.
Mineba nebakomokile bakengisa bana bakale imbone li baba itutira huluma mangolo. Miaba wana mshimani yomu nyani walili mozeli shumika zepele za kupepwa na asuli fila kubalianganisa kakutatulula kwa mangolo.
You was about your father's business. You said to your mother, knowest thou not that I must be about my father's business to explain the scriptures with their spiritual meanings.
Nolifa musebezi wanda taho. Wabule labu mahukuli. Kana hamzibikuli ni swanila kubawa kwa musebezi wanda te. Wakutatula mangolo nilita lusozaona za moya.
And now we pray, Lord, that thou knowing how weak and frail we are and how subject we are to mistakes, that you'll just come with us tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit and will explain the scriptures to us. I'm waiting and depending on you.
Michwalelo ala peramule nakuli kuliwena kakuziba molufokolela ni molubezi wa asina tuso ni molubezi babata mehile kwa mafosi sa mangata kuli utaye fela ube nilu nabusi ubo mwamufuta wa moya yake nile ni uluti atulele mangolo ni liberela ni kuitinga kuwena.
If I'd ever at any time try to put my own thoughts or interpretation of some selfish thing to try to make it sound like that the way I was explaining it would be right, close my mouth, Lord, like you did the lions when they come after Daniel. Thou art still the same God.
Mihaiba ni kona kuba kana koi fika ufila. Yali kakube ya mai kutuwa kakamba toloko kamba mtoyengwi ya wuitati. Kakuli kakueza kuli yutu hale kuli moni tolokezi kona mkwa olu kile kipeto. Kwa alamulo mwaka mule na sinamono kaeziza muno kwa lezi yalitao. Hane litezi kudaniele. Wena usalimu limu ya swana.
And let it be holy as we depend upon the Holy Spirit. May He just reveal these things to us. And then as He speaks them, make them so plain that the one who asks the question will be able to receive it.
Mitu herakuli ive kakutala sinahalu itinga famo ya oke nile. Mi akwa lulefila likazee kuluna. Michwale haka abe alivulela lieze kuba zeni namile hande kuli yena ya buze puzo akone kuyamu hela.
And if it answers contrary to what I've always believed, then let my heart rejoice also, Lord, to know that I have found something new and some good way of the Lord. For you said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me.
Mihaiba ya labiwa kakushutana, nimoni lumelela. Kona kulikipeto pilu yaka haitabe hapi molena. Kakuzibakuli nifumani ntwe nguyencha. Ninzila yengwe yende ya mulena. Kakuli wize kuli mubale mangolo. Kakuli kuona munana kuli munani bupilo busafiri. Kantikiona apaka zaka.
Now after this scripture teachings, it certainly would arouse many thoughts and so forth. And I pray God now that all these questions seems to be so sweetly and gently asked. May the Holy Spirit gently and sweetly answer them. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for the glory of God in the upbuilding of His church. Amen.
Chwale kasamula wa tuto ya mangolo ye, kubona ala kaniti kuli ikazu sulusa mina hano ye mingata nize mchwalo. Mina ala piramu limu chwale kuli onali puzo ze kaufila, ze bona ala kubuziwa hamu nati ni kamusa. Niyo na mwaya oke nile kamusa ni kamu nati uli alabe. Kakuli lukupa kalibizo la Jesu, ni kwa kanya ya mulimu, ni kwa kuhulisa kileke ya hae. Amen.
There is many times that selfish motives to anything just ruins the whole taste of it. And now, questions after this scripture has been asked. Now, if I hiss just a little bit tonight, I have a tooth out. And I put it in, I can't preach, I slow up when I'm preaching, I take it out, and I almost whistle.
Kuna nilina kuzengata for maikuto asina tuso kwa sika kaufila, asinyanga fila buino kwa sika. Michwale lipuzo zeta ile kasamula wali ngolo leli buzizwe. Chwale, haba ni utuwa la inge ya lizamulo li busi ubo, ni nani mubo kwe. Mina abea mwatengi, mia nikoni kukutaza, nivanga ya bunya hani kutaza. Nilizusize, minibata kutuwa la inge ya lizamulo li.
Miss Billy Graham told a story on him that the worst excited she ever seen him is he's got a tooth out in front. And he lost it and he had a television program right away and he couldn't. Is on a plate with some more back teeth on it, and when he goes to talk, he whistles through his tooth.
Musala bo Billy Graham na ulezili kandi kayena, kuli lisheha leli seisa hulula kila mu bona fatengi, neli kuli lino la hai neli shokokile la fa pata, neli shokokile, mina ana nitu kisoya fa mazimu angala kayona na kuyani, mina palezwi, neli fa mukeke otezi meno amanga tafatengi, mea kala kubulela na alizamu loli.
And she said he was down on his knees praying and sweating 10 minutes before the television cast, and finally they found it where it dropped out of a pair of his trousers in the toe of his shoes. One of the bellhops found it. That false tooth. Miss Graham told it on him and over here. And so I got it in a little piece of paper, I think it got right here in my Bible.
Mi abule akuli nawi le kama ngwele ahaye kulapela ni kufufulelwa. Mizuzu yeli shimitu kusia mazi mwanga la isika kalisakale. Mi kwa mafelelezo wali fumana kone liwezi mwabulu kwebwa ahaye kwa minu wana ya mahutu. Ilingwe ya maluku ya ahaye ni ina nilona. Onali ino labu hatalani, mimusala bo Grahamu, vambule ya kalona. Onakwani, mikacholo ni nanilona mwaka pepa kakanyani. Nisepa ni nanikona mwabibile ya kamu.
And so it is kind of when we get a little old and decrepit, you don't have to lose these. It makes it bad. And so while I was out with Brother Roberson back there and him, I was brushing on it one morning and broke a piece off of it. And I had to take it in to doctor to get it fixed. So the Lord had his blessing.
Mikacholo kimufuta wakuli, halu ya lusu pala milufoko la maziva, milu na nikula telu wakili kaze. Lilu tusabu maswe, mikacholo na hane nilikuwa hule ni muzu wale Roberson. Kwa mula wakwani ni baba ngwi, ni nisweli kutapa mwaha nuna kwe ngwi kakusasana. Selilobe ya kwa tingi, siyemba salona. Mise nilisa kudoko takuli, alikuwese lilamatele. Kacholo, mule na aikeze limbu yoti za hae.
Now we're going, I'm going to try to get through every one of them if I can. And Brother Tony, by the grace of God, I got the interpretation to your dream. And it was wonderful. I'm so glad to see that. And it's a good interpretation that I guess I shouldn't give it publicly here, so I'll give it to you privately if you want it in that way.
Chwale luka ba chwale, ni kalika kufita muhalali kakaufila, aiba nikona. Mimuzo wale Tony kasi shemo samulimu, ni nanito loko ya tolo ya hao. Mineli ntoende luli, ni tabila hulu kakubona chwalo. Mikito loko yende, koni nana kuli, aniluke likubulela patela za kwanu. Kona kuli, nikakubulela sona kwa mukunda, haiba hauna, haiba haina, haiba ubata kanzila yeo.
He asked me the other night, he had a dream, and I couldn't tell him just what it was, so I went to the Lord and prayed over it, and the Lord revealed it back to me and told me what the interpretation was. It's wonderful and good news for you, Brother Tony.
Na nikupile busi ubo mwi, ana abile nitolo, mine nisika mbulela sene siliso na kwa ufitela, niya kumulena. Nikula pili lafatingi. Mimule na apa tulula kuna seo toloko na ilisona. Kinto ende, mikima kandiyama ndikuwe na muzwale Tony.
Now, in the first question, I don't know which word to start first because they're all good ones. But now, we try not to take too long and maybe we can finish them up Sunday if we don't get through them.
Chwale mwapuzo wa pili, chwale anizibi fela fakuka lila pili kakuli kaufilazo na kizende. Kono chwale. Lulika kusa ingana kuetelele. Mimu endilu kalifeza la sunda. Haiba lusa lifezi.
Explain what it means by everlasting punishment in Matthew 25:46. But that's the question and the second question. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. Is that about the same as casting them out of the mind of God?
Tatulula sisi taluswa kakoto ya kuya kuile, Mateo 25:46. Kono haili, yeo kona puzo. Mi puzo ya uveli, kono vana wa mubuso, baka nepilwa kwa lififila kwande. Kana kintu Yesu wana nikubalele kila kwande ya muhupulo wa mulimu.
Well now, get your first question, which is found in St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. I've never studied these, just looked at them in the back there and just tried my best to look them out the best that I knew how. And you turn with me in your Bibles as we study it.
Kihande chwale munge puzo ya mina apili, yefu mana ya kumuhala le Mateo kuya 20, kauhanya 25. Chwale luka, chwale anisikaba lalikazi, nenisweli fiela kulitalimela kwa mula okwani. Miise nilika fiela, kamoni konela kutalimana nizo na kabu ndemoni moni zibela. Mimawi, amu apule nina, mwali vivele zamina, alunze luibala.
Now I want to get this out of the Greek lexicon also, so you get the original of it. And I like that. So then we'll have it in both the Greek and the Heather. And now this will be kind of slow and studying, because I have to reach out and grab the scriptures just wherever I can find them and get them into their place. All right.
Chwale ni watakuli se sizwe mwabuka ya sigerike ya lita ulusoza manzwi hape. Kulimube ni makalelo asona. Mina na alate chwalo. Kacholo, kona lukaba nisona mwahala zepiliza za sigerike ni kuzengwe. Michwale se sikaba kamukwa wakuza mayanyani ni kubala. kakuli nilukila kusuala mangolo kaufila, kuni kuona kwa mfumana, ni kwa vea mwasi baka saona. Kulukile.
Now, anybody want a Bible to study by? If you do, raise up your hand. I think we got 3 or 4 back here. If you want to study by the scripture, all right, Brother Cox, you come here and get some Bible. And it's good for you if you can. There's one. And then just take one down if you want to. And anybody wants one, just hold up your hand. The boy will bring them right to you, see. And we want to study these together.
Chole, kuna niyaba tabibele ya kubala kuyona. Aiba muta vela cholo, munano ilizo la mina. Miluka, nisepa luna nizeta luka mbazene kwa mula waka fale. Aiba mubata kubala kama ngolo, kulukile. Muzole kukusi mutaye kwanu, muni ngeleli bibele zesha. Miki, kizende kumina. Aiba mwako naku, kuna ni lingwi, mimuna muna nikuli inga haiba mwa itakaleza zona, kizengata. Mihaiba kuna niyaba tali lingwi, munano lefela ilizo la mina. Mushimani ukali itisa kumina, mwabona, miluba atakubala likaze hamoho.
And just now on this reading and the last chapters, the first 7 chapters of the book of Hebrews, after teaching, of course, the boy who taken these down, these subjects, Brother Mercer and Brother Gold, has got them and now fixing a publishment in book form. And they've got it. Now, we have nothing like halfway comb. We just scratch the surface.
Mifela, chole mwapalo ye, nilika uhanyo za mafelelezo, nilika uhanyo ze 7 za makalelo avuka ya maivelu, kasamula watuto, nisha, mushimani yango zilitabaze, lituto ze, mzwale Mesia ni mzwale God. Una nizona, mi chole ubata kulivea mamu kwa wavuka. Mibana nizona. Chole, mihalu nasika, sisi wanasina kukamunaneku,
Nelufaluzi fela fahalimu. And I think they termed them as taking the nuggets out of the, and just polishing the nuggets, just a few of the nuggets of the teaching of Hebrews. Brother Mercer will have them pretty soon in print. Anybody wants them?
Minisepa vali vizakuli, mibangireli liembaze munati matengi. Mibasoli fela kuli kabisa liembaze munati zeo. Zeli kani fela muhala liembaze munati za tuto ya maibelu. Muzwale Mesi ya ukaba nizo na chono unya nafa, mwamu futa o ngozwi, kaufela ya livata.
Now, this in here, it brings in, you can't go through just an evangelistic church, which this is, an evangelistic church. You can't go through a teaching without arousing the suspicions and the thoughts of many of the people. You've got to.
Chwale nto ye muhalimo, ikenya mwatengi amuko ni kulifeza. Fela kireke ya bulumi wa cholo. Kantimane ye yaluna kikireke ya bulumi wa. Amuko ni kulifeza mwa tuto fela kusina kubatisa zia kalezwa ni minahano ya bungata wa sichaba. Mulu kila kweza cholo.
Now I'm far from being a teacher, not a Bible expositor at all. But I never try to say anything or to even do anything but first asking or finding out my best thing for it.
Chwale, ni kwa ule ahulu kwa kubamuluti, mane hanimupa tululi wa bibele ni hanyani. Konoa nilikiku kubulela sika kaufela, kamba ni haiba kweza sika kaufela. Kono pili nani kubuza kamba kubati sisa mkwa omunde wazona.
It was asked to me by a dear brother last night. He said, Brother Stewart once said that you just can't pin you down anywhere, see? That you always got some way around to get out of it, or get away from it.
Nini buzizwe ki mzuale waka yomunde, maabani usiumiali, mzuale Branham, mzuale Stewart, na kwe mwina ulezikuli, wena hauluko ni kukuviti la fafasi mamu kwa kaufela, mwabona? Kuti unanifoe ndamezi, mwakuko na kupichukila likakamba, mwakuzula matengi.
I said, well, the reason of that, I always try to think before I do anything, see? And then if the people ask me, then I can tell them what my thoughts was, see? But if you think right, and before you do anything, try to take the side that God would have you to take, then it really would be hard to be pinned down.
Siniliki hande, liwakalaseo, nikalanga kunana pili nisikaya za kalesika. Mwabona, michwale haya basi chaba sinibuza. Kona kuli ni babulela seo minano yaka ilisona. Mwabona? Kono haiba muna hana hande. ni musikaza kalesi kakaufela mulike kungasi bakasa kona kutabya mulimu kuli munge kona kuli fo kukaba tata kuli sikomiwe.
You couldn't imagine the time that Ahab tried to pin Elijah down. Could you imagine the time that the Pharisees tried to pin Jesus down? See, he had the answer quickly, because everything he'd done, he did it by the will of God, and that's the way he could get it. Now, that's the way we want it by this.
Amunani nakoyani fani, fani akabe, ali kakuswabisa Elia. Mumuna hane, nakoyene valikire kuswabisa Jesu ba Farisi, mabona? Nana ni kwa alaba kapili, kakulili kakao fila zana aeza, na alieza katatu wa mulimu. Miena, chwala ukona mwana alizi velanga. Chwale, chwala ukona molu libati la kazona.
Now, the question is asked, we'll keep with the question, explain what it means by everlasting punishment in Matthew 25:46. Now listen real close, everybody now in Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment.
Chwale puzo ibu zizwe, lukaina ni puzo. Tatulula sesitaluswa kakuto yaku ya kwile. Mwa Mateo 25:46. Chwale mtile sandi. Mangi chwale. Mateo 25:46. Mibu wanavao wakaya mwaima nyando asa feli.
Now, the question is, what? Explain. Now, the word everlasting comes from the word from ever and forever, and forever is a space of time. It only means so much time as forever. Now, if you'll just read, I don't know who wrote the questions, because no one put their name on them. It didn't have to be. I don't want them. See?
Chwale puzo kikuli, kisika mangi, tatulula. Chwale linzwi leli likamita, lizwa kwa linzwi lakuli kamita ni mita. Mikamita kikalulo ya nako, litalu safira nako ye kumafakuli, sinako ya kuile. Chwale haiba muka balafira, anizibi baba ngozili puzo ze. Kakuli hakuna ya ngozili vizo la haifatengi. Nelisa lukeru ikuba anima vizo kungolo kuzona. Hani ato kui, mwabona?
But these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Now watch, that's the wicked. Now, a dear person that asked the question, just read the rest of it. But the righteous unto life eternal.
Bona bao bakaya mwama nyando asafiri. Chole mutali mele, bao kibaba maswe. Chole mulikani omunde ya buze puzo. Ubale fila zeta tama, mwamula wayona. Kono, baba lukile, vaye kwa bupilo, wabu safiri.
The wicked shall go into everlasting punishment a certain space of time, but the righteous has eternal life. You'll never find eternal punishment. Couldn't be. See, if they got eternal punishment, they got eternal life. They got eternal life, they're saved. See? It can't be. Now, if you watch the question, asks itself, answers itself. See?
Baba maswe bakaya mwakoto yesa afeli. Kina kwe nguyeto milwe chwalo. Kono baba lukile, vana nipupilo vusa afeli. Amuna kufumana koto ya kuyakwile. Akukona hali. Mabona, aiba vana nikoto ya kuyakwile. Kona kuli, vana nipupilo vusa afeli. Abana nipupilo vusa afeli. Kona kuli, vapili sizwehe. Mabona, akukona hali chwalo. Chwale haiba mule muha, mu kwa wapuzo. Ii puzee yonayengi. Yai kalaba yonayengi. Mabona.
And these, I watch, I'll get before here. And they, and the 2044 verse. And they also answered and said to him, Lord, when shall we be hungry, when with thirst, and stranger, naked, and prison, and did not minister unto thee?
Miwa, chwale amutalime, nikaitani lafa. Mibu nabao, kuya 20, timana ya 44. Minibu nabalaba, vali kuyena. Mulena, kilili folukabela nitala. Hane ushuleli nyola, mimwenyi, hano limapunu. Mini mwate longo, milo wapale wako kusutele la.
Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it unto one of the least of these, you did it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. That's the wicked. But the righteous into eternal life.
Miuka ba alaba kuli. Kani niti nilikumina, mumweze lize kwa banyani baka, mweze lize na. Mivao bakaya mwama nyando akamita, vao kibaba maswe. Kono, baba lukile, vakakena mwabupilo bobusafeli.
See the difference? The wicked has everlasting punishment, but everlasting is a space of time. Now, if it would have been the same, it would have been written, and these shall go into everlasting punishment, the others shall go into everlasting life. See? Or they shall go away into eternal punishment, the other into eternal life.
Mwabona chutano, ya maso una nikoto ya kamita, kono kamita kina kweto milwe. Chole haiba ikona kuba ntuesu wana, ne kukangu lakuli. Mibao wakaya mwama nyando asafiri. Baba ngwi wakaya mwabu pilo usafiri. Mwabona, kamba wakaya mwakatulo kamita, mibaba ngwi vayi kwa upilo usafiri.
See, if there's an eternal punishment to be punished forever and ever, then there's an eternal, he's got eternal life and the only one eternal life, and that comes from God. Everything without a beginning has no end. Everything with a beginning has an end. See what I mean?
Mwabona, aiba kuna nikatulo yaku yakwile, kufiwa koto ya kamita ni mita, kuna kuli, kuna nikuya kwile, unanibupilo usafiri. Mimutu alimu mufela ya ananibupilo usafiri, mibuwa anibuzo kumulimu. Likakao fela zesi na makalelo, halina mafelelezo. Sikakao fela zesi na ni makalelo, sina ni mafelelezo. Mwabona sintarusa?
Now, the scripture itself that the dear person answered, now if you'll take it in the lexicon, and these shall go forth into Ammon, cutting off, and into fire, the lake of fire. Now, the word A-I-N-I-O-N means the space of punishment. In the Greek lexicon right here, space of punishment, or time of punishment. See? They shall go away into a time of punishment.
Chwale, mangolo kasibili akuli mu mutu ya sipala yani alavile, chwale haiba mukali inga kabuka ya lita ruso za manzwi, mibao baka ya mwana kwa ya nyandiso, kupumiwa kwa tengi, miwakene mwa mwamulilo, lisalamulilo. Chwale linzu leo, A-I-N-I-O-N, litarusa sivaka sakoto, mwabuka ya litaruso za manzwi asigerike onamo, sivaka sakoto, kamba nako yakoto, mwabona, vaka kena mwanako yakoto.
The word is used A-I-N-I-O-N, aeon, which means times, a time, a limited time. Then take it back into the translation here of the English, everlasting is a limited of time. See? It comes from the Greek, a limited time, the word aeon, or A-I-N-I-O-N, aeon, means a limited time of punishment.
Linzwi leli tusiswa kilakuli, A-I-N-I-O-N, aeon, leli tausa kuli, linako, nako yeto milwe, kipeto, muliku tiseze mwa, mwati oloko yefa yasikuwa kamita, kinako yeto milwe, mwabona, lizwele la kwasi gerike, kinako yeto milwe, linzu la kuli, aeon, kamba A-I-N-I-O-N, aeon, litarusa, nako yeto milwe yakoto.
But, then read the others, but these shall go into eternal, that's a difference, see, eternal life. Eternal comes from the word of eternity, and eternity had neither beginning nor end. It's forever and forever. Now, that should answer that, see? Because if you'll just read the scripture real close, you'll see.
Kono chole mubale amangwi, kono bao vakaya mwaku ya kwile, yeo kona shutano. Mwabona, upilo waku ya kwile. Kuya kwile, lizu wakwa linzu wakuli kusafela. Mi, kikusafela kukusinama kalelo kamba mafelelezo. Kikamita ni kamita. Tuwale seo silukela kwa alaba sani. Mwabona, kakuli haiba, mukabalafela lingolo lefa katokomelo. Mukabona.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous, the wicked, shall go into everlasting punishment, be punished for a space of time, maybe a billion years, I don't know. But you'll certainly be punished for your sins. But as certain as sin had a beginning, sin has an end. Punishment had a beginning, and punishment has an end. And hell was created for the devil and his angels. See?
Mibao wakaya mwama nyando asafiri. Kono baba lukile, baba maswe wakaya mwama nyando asafiri. Wafiwe koto mwana kweto milwe. Mwendi kuna kwa lili mo zeli kana bilioni, anizibi. Kono kaniti mkayofi wako toka libi zamina. kono haibile fila sibi nesinani makalelo, sibi sinani mafelelezo. Koto na inani makalelo, mikoto inani mafelelezo. Mili hele nelibu pezu diabolosi ni mangiro ya hai. Mwabona?
All right. Now, I got another one down here to answer into that just in a few minutes, which is a beautiful one tie into it. Now, but these here. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into darkness. Is that about the same as casting them out of the mind of God?
Kulukile, chwale ni nani yengu ifaa, yeko na kuwa alaba nto ye. Mwami zuzufi la elikani, ili nto ye ndeluli. Itama hane kuyona. Chwale, kono hai lizefa, kono ba na bamu buso, baka ane pira wa mwali fifila kwande. Kanafo, kuswanasi na kuzwiswa, kwande amuna hanu amulimu.
No, it wouldn't be the same. Now you're referring here to the wedding supper. Now, and the children of the kingdom, as was asked here, the children of the kingdom are the Jews. And they were cast into outer darkness. And we have been cast into outer darkness. And they went through the time of the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Vatili, aiko ni kubantu yesu wana. Chwale musuli kuswanisi safa kwa mulale lwali nyalo. Chwale, miba na bamu buso, sinamoku buzelizwe fa, vana bamu buso kima juda. Miba nepelo wa kwali fifila kwande. Miba vanepezwi kwali fifila kwande. Miba keni mwanako ya kulila ni kukwe chameno.
They were cast into outer darkness because it would give you and I a space to repent, but they were never cast out of the mind of God. He'll never forget Israel. And Israel, as any reader of the Bible knows, is referred to the children of the kingdom.
Nebane pezu kwa lififila kwande, kakuli nelika mitome la minanina na kwa kubaka. Kono nebasikazwi swa mwamunano wa mulimu. Haana kulibala Israele. Mi Israele sina mubali wa bibele kaufela mwazi vela. Itamahanywa kuli kiba na wamubuso.
See, it's the kingdom, the promise. In other words, God dealing with the nation when he dealt with Israel, which is the children of the kingdom.
Mwabona, kimubuso, kona sepiso. Mwamanzu ya mangwi, mulimu talima na ninaha. Hana talima na ni Israele ilipo nabana wamubuso.
I remember he said there, and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in one place would come and set into the kingdom at the end time. See? And at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would be in the kingdom. They were the kingdom blessing people. But the children of the kingdom should be cast out into outer darkness.
Chole muupule ubulezi fanikuli, mi Abraham ni Isaka ni Jacobo, mwasi baka sisi mwi, wakato ina mamubuso kwa mafelezo wanako. Mwabona, minikuli Abraham, Isaka ni Jacobo, wakaba mamubuso. Nebali mwatengi, nilipo nasicha basa mubuso sisi fuyozwi. Konoba na mamubuso, wakala lelekelwa kwali fifila kwandi.
Now where the reference comes from here is the bridegroom. When the bridegroom come, while they were five of the virgins went out to meet the Lord, and they didn't take any oil in their lamp, and the other five took oil in their lamp.
Chwale, kokuzota maano faki, kikumunyali, munyali hakata ha, ane basali, valanjo vakitalizo, nebailo katanyeza mulena. Mine basikalu wala oli nieka na mwali lambi zabona. Mihaili, haili baba kitalizo baba ngwi, valu wala oli mwali lambi zabona.
Now, if you'll notice, it's a beautiful picture both with the Jew and the Gentile as they're rejected. Keep in mind that there's three classes of people all the time. The Jew, the Gentile, the formal, the Jew, Gentile, and the church. And if you get those mixed up, you'll sure run into trouble when you hit Revelations.
Chole haiba mukale muha, kisi swani sosesinde sibelisamu juda ni wamachaba. Sinababa hanilwe, mubulu keseo mamunahano. Kulikuna nilito pazete alu za batu na kukaufela. Kimu juda wa machaba, kuyakaswa nilo. Kimu juda wa machaba nikeleke. Haiba muli angani sazeo, kaniti muka kena mwabu tata hamuka afitafasi nulo.
For if you don't, like Mr. Bohannon said to me one time, said, Billy, anybody would try to read the Revelations that have nightmares. Why, he said, here's a bride down here on earth and the dragon spurting water out of his mouth to make war with her?
Kakuli ya Musa, ingebo Bohanon wene baize kuna na kwenye. Kuli, Billy, kaufela ya kali kakubala sinulo, ukawa nilitoloze sabisa. Kini, naize kuli, kiyo munyali wa fali fasifa, mini ni dragoni, neswe liku kwa mezi, mwamulo mwayona. Kuli, iluane niye na.
And said, then the same time that the bride is standing as 144,000 Jehovah Witness doctrine on Mount Sinai, and at the same time the bride's in heaven.
Miali, mi kana kwa Yesu ana munyali wa uyemas na baba 144,000 tutu alipaka za Jehovah, fali lundu asinai. Mi kana kwa Yesu ana munyali wa umwali halimu.
No, no, you're mistaken. There's three classes of people. See? That is the rejected Jew, and there is the sleeping virgin that the waters, it's not the woman's seed, it's the remnant of the woman's seed that the dragon spurted water out of his mouth, Revelations 11.
Batili, batili, muliangani, kuna nilikuwa tazeti aluza batu, mwabona, bao kima juda baba hanilwe, hape kuna ni mwala anjo ya lovezi yomezi, ya sipeo ya musali. Kibomasi ya leti vapeo ya musali, vao drakoni ine ikwezi mati, mwamulo mwayona. Sinulo 11.
And then actually the 144,000 Jews was absolutely not the bride. They are the remnant of the Jewish church. And the Jehovah Witness doctrine, which puts them as the bride, I don't see how you could do that. Because it's not the bride.
Mihape kaniti, Vahandile tini 44,000 ma juda, wonane basi kumunyaliwa. Kibo masi ya leti wakili kiasi juda. Mi tutu ya lipa kiza Jehova, ye wabe akuli kona bo munyaliwa. Anivoni mumu kona kwezi za chwalo. Kakuli akimunyaliwa.
If you'll notice over in Revelations there, it said, and they are virgins. And they are eunuchs. And what was a eunuch? They were eunuch was the temple guards that guarded the queen. Because they were men that were made sterile.
Aiba mukale muha mwasi nilomwani. Ivulezi kuli kiba lanjo. Mi kili njululume. Mi chwale njululume nelisika mangi. Neba njululume na alimu liveleli wa mwa tempele. Yena asileleza musala mulena. Kakuli nebalika. Nebali baana vene mafauzi.
Did you notice that they had not defiled themselves as women? They were temple eunuchs. And it was a selected number that God had taken out of the elect of the Jews. Now, if you'll notice, if we could just get that just a moment, so it'll kind of settle it in your mind, where you can, let's get Revelations, the 7th chapter, and we'll find out here now what it says. It's a beautiful thing.
Nebanani, kikuli mulemuhile kuizwe, abasika isilafazani basali. Nebaliba libele libamwa tempele, mine lisi kwa taasisi ketilwe fela seo mulimu nai kungezi mwala wake tuwa mama juda. Chole haba mule muha, haba nilukako na kuikungela seo fana kunyana, kulisikone kuinele la hande mwamina nuyamina, komu kona hande ku alunge nisi niluka huwa nywa 7. Miluka fumana hande chwale kukuna, sei vulezi, kinto ende.
And after this I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. Now this parallels Ezekiel 9. Where he saw the destructions of the Jews, and here he sees the destructions of the Gentiles. Revelation, the 7th chapter.
Mihaku filelezeo, na abu na mangeloe amane, aye mimwamane kwa amane alifasi. Chwale se saaza maila hande ni Ezekiel 9. Kwa na abu nisi nyeho ya majuda. Mifaa ubu nasi nyeho ya mamachaba, sinulo kawahanyo ya 7.
And I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds. Winds means war and strife. That the wind should not blow upon the earth nor on the sea or any tree. That's war. Holding.
Mi nabo na mangeroe amane aye mi mwamane kwa amane alifasi. Aso li mioya emine. Mioya italusa ndwa nilifapano. Kulikufuka kwa moya kutoko hali malifasi. Ni mali wate. Ni haya malikota. Mioko na ndwa. Inza asweli.
Oh, if we had time to go into detail on this question. That happened. That's where Russell got mixed up. Russell prophesied, seeing this coming, he prophesied it would be the coming of the Lord Jesus, not knowing that it was the sealing away of the church. See?
Oh, kambelu na nina kwa ya kukena mabutu ngiwa puzo ye. Saa nine seza halile. Kwa nikona, kwa na aliangane hezi Russell. Russell na aprofitile kakubona kuta kwa likaze. Aprofita ali, ikaba kuta kwa mule na Jesu. Kusinakuzi wako lineli, nelikuswaiwa kwa keleke. Mwabona?
And they wonder how the world war, first world war. Look, it stopped on November the 11th at the 11 o'clock in the day, the 11th month, the 11th day, and the 11th hour. And immediately after that, the water baptism in Jesus' name was revealed and the baptism of the Holy Ghost to the church. Exactly immediately after that.
Mewako mokalifasi mwene lwanila, nduwa ya pili alifasi mutalime, neitu hezi karanji mwana la 11, kana kwa 11 kilo kumamu siyali, kweli abu 11, lizazali abu 11, nihola abu 11, mikapili kasamula wafani, kolwezo ya mezi, kalivizo la Jesu, ya patulua, nikolwezo ya moya oke nile kwa kereke, kakuza maile ya kapili fiela kuzofani.
If you take it on over in Revelations, how we tied it together, and between the Philadelphian age and the Laodicean, and the Methodist had the Philadelphian age, the brotherly love, and the last age, church age, was the Laodicean age, which is lukewarm age.
Aiba mukona kwa apula masinulo, moru litamahanyelize hamoho, minimua la lusika ula Philadelphia, nimua la Odisia, miwa Methodist, newana ni lusika ula Philadelphia, ilili latu ula sizwale. Milusika lwa mafelezo, lusika lwa kileke, nilulusika lwa Laodicea, lone lulusika lolo enyafela.
And he said in there, I have set a door, open door before you. An open door. And if you'll refer those scriptures back, it'll tie the entire message right into one place there to show you exactly. Watch. Everything had been Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and baptism, which we're to get into it directly, which is absolutely a Catholic creed and never a Christian doctrine.
Mi ubulezi mwa nikuli, nivele sikwalo munyako okwalu hile, fapilamina. Sikwalo sesikwalu hile, mihaeba mukata mahanya mangolo au kwa mulao, akaswalisa na nilingusa kaufila hande, mwasiba kasilisi ngumani, kumibonisa hande kaswanilo. Amu talime, kwa nuko kubirelika kaufila zanda temo anamo ya oke nile mwako lubezo, yelu lukila kukena kuyona kaswanilo. Yene liona tutu ya katolika, mimane hakitutu ya bukreste.
No sir, we got it right here tonight. To come into it with the lexicon too. See? Yes, sir, and with history also. Never was anybody ever baptized like that in the Bible, or not for the first 600 years after the Bible. Now I can prove it right here by the Catholic's own doctrine that they're the one who started it and sprinkling and poured.
Vatilisha, nieza fela, runaniso nafa, busubo, kulilukene kusona. Nibuka yalita lusoza manzwi hape, mabona, nisha. Minimaka ndi akale hape. Hakuna ni omuka na ya kila kolobezo cholo mwabivele. Kamba mane hakuna ni haiba kasamula walili moze mianda esilezi kasamula wabivele. Mina akona kusipaka hande katutu ya katolika. Kulikibuo na vene valika lisize. Nikufafaleza, nikusela.
They come out of there into the Western Church, into the Methodist Church. The Methodist brought it through to the Baptist brought on through. And it's still a false doctrine. And can come back in the Bible and prove to you that the Bible said that you have a name, that you live, but you're dead. That's exactly right.
Vazwile mwa nikuta mwa kereke ya ba Wesleyan. Ni kwa kereke ya Methodist, ni ba Methodist, wa itisa kwa Baptist. Wa Baptist, wa alitisa kushetu mkacholo. Minika chenu, isa lituto, ya buha atafela. Mina akona kuta mwa bivele kumibwonisa hande, sebu lezi bivele kuli. Una nilivizo kuli wapila. Kono ushile, yeo kinitiluli.
And they, I can prove that the Bible taught that they would use his name in baptism until the dark age, according to the fourth age of the church age, the Pergamus church age. And he said, in doing that 1500 years of dark ages, everyone said, you have a little light left because you've not denied my name.
Mine banani, na akona kubonisakuli, vivele ilutakuli, nemakai tusali vizo la hae, mwakolwezo kufitila, lusika lwa lififi. Kuyamane kwa lusika lwa wune. Ililwa, ili lusika lwa kereke, lusika lwa kereke ya Pergamos. Mikihali mohali mwani, kali limoze mianda eli shumi niye kitalizo ya lififi, mangi ni mangi ali. Una nilise eli nyana leli siyezi. Kakuli yao skala tulalibizo laka.
When it come to that other age over there, the Catholic age, he said, you have a name that you live, but you're dead. And you've denied my name. There you are. See? It just all ties one big beautiful picture together, the entire Bible.
Alita afa lusika lwa nikwani, ya lusika lwa katolika na izekuli. Una nilibizo lakuli wapila, kono ushwile. Miula tuzilibizo laka, kifoe chwale mwabona. Kau filaso na sita mahanya filasiswa nisosisi ndia moho, mwaha la bibile kakutala.
Now notice this, holding the four winds. And I saw another angel ascending from heaven having the seal of the living God. The seal.
Chwale amule mwese, kuswalami wa emine, Minabo na lingelo ile lingwi ile lizwa kwali halimu ingeli na niswayo. Lamulimu yapila. Kiliswayo.
Now what is the seal of the living God? Now you Advent brethren are going to say keep the Sabbath day. I want you to show me that in Scripture. It's not there. Not one place that is a seal.
Chwale liswayo lamulimu yapila kisikamanyi. Chwale minamizwale ya masabata ya mukabule akuli. Mubuluke liza zila sabata. Nibata kuli muni vwonise mwamangolo. Haliyo mwatengi. Akuna ni haiba siba kasilisimi. Kwene kufire ni ki kilo na liswayo.
If you read Ephesians 4:30 right quick, you'll find out what seal the living God is. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
Not to the next revival, but it's got eternal security.
Aiba mukabala ma Ephesians 4:30, kapilifela, mukafumana seo liswayo la mulimu ya pila lilona. Ma Ephesians 4:30 ili. Musike muhalifisa mwe oke nile wa mulimu, omusu wa ilwe kao na kuhisaliza zila kuliulwa kwa mina. Isi nkuisa kwa ancha fazwe tatama, kono kuna nisilelezo ya kuya kuile.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. See, Ephesians 4:30 doesn't say that. Then take your Mars readings and run all the rest way through the Scriptures there and find out. Now, seal until the day of your redemption, having the seal of the living God.
Musike mwa halifisa mwe oke nile wa mulimu, omusu wa ilwe kao na kuisaliza zila kuliulwa kwa mina. Mubone haiba ma Ephesians 4:30, haiba ibulili cholo. Mikipeto munge palo ya manzu ya ngozi kwa matuko ni kushetu mkaniona. Chwalo kutaha mwama ngolo ani, mimufuma ne chwale. Kuswaiwa, kuisaliza zila kuliulwa kwa mina. Kikuwa niliswa yola mulimu ya pila.
I remember the Holy Ghost was not taught as the baptism of the Holy Ghost until after World War I. We just celebrated our Golden Jubilee, 40 years, or the 40th year, the Jubilee.
Chwale muhupule, mwea oke nile na usikalu tiwas na kolobezu ya mwea oke nile, konjika samula wandwa ya lifasi ya wani. Kona hanelu sazota bila fiela tukuluho ya yaluna ye ipitezi kwa bundi. Miaha ye mashumi ya mane kamba mwaha wa mashumi ya mane ya tukuluho.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth or the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea or any tree, until we have sealed the servants. Now you're getting down to your question. The children, see? The servants of our God in their forehead.
Mila huweleza kali nzureli tuna kwa mangeroe amane. Kulene lifilwe kuholofaza lifasi kambali wate. Kuli usi holofazi lifasi kambali wate. Kambani haiba likota. Kufitila lufeza kusuwa ya batanga. Chwale muyamusutila kwa puzwa mina. Yaba nana mwabona. Batanga wa mulimu waluna mwalipata zabona.
Don't hurt. Don't destroy the earth. Don't let an atomic bomb be bursted. Don't have a complete thing until the servants of our God is sealed.
Usike wa holofaza, usike wa sinyali fasi, usike wa lumeleza ndala miti atomic kupancha, usike wa aba ni musebezi otezi kufitela batanga wa mulimu waluna baswaiwa.
Now if we could take that back down and run back there, how that and even on the decline of the world's war in the second volume, when General Albee had fought into, he hit the lines of Jerusalem, and he swore back to the king of England and said, I don't want to fire on the city on the account of the sacredness of it. He said, what shall I do? He said, pray.
Chale haba ne lukanga seo ni kusikutisiza hape mwamulao kulimane mane ni haiba kwa kufila kwa ndua ya lifasi. Mwaka lua ya ubeli, Fani General Allenby analua nile kuli konji mane ayona ta familua ni ya Jerusalem. Mane ayo fita ni kwa mule na wa England mi awu ya kuli anilati kukunupa famule nengi bakensa kufuyolo kwa ona kihali. Kisi kama nisini kaeza, kiali mulapele.
And he flew over again, and when they did, they said, Alibis are coming, and there were Mohammeds in there, thought he said, Allies are coming. And they hoisted the white flag and surrendered, and Alibi marched into Jerusalem and took it without firing a shot, according to the prophecies. Amen. That's right. And turned it back over to the Jews.
Me afu fafali mwao na hape. Me vamanoeza cholo, sebali, ala nbiwataha. Mine kuna ni Muhammadan mateng mwani, veni wa upuzikuli na abulizikuli ala wataha. Mise bapa ekande mbele yesuwe ni kui toboha. Mi Allen B. ake na mwa Jerusalem. Ni kui hapa kusina kukunupa nebali lumole likana kui akasi profita yeokiniti. Ni kusikulu ya kwa majuda.
Then they raised up a Hitler to persecute the Jews and all around all the world and run them back in there, and the Bible said he would bring them back on the wings of an eagle.
Mise wafumana Hitler kutonya ndisa majuda. Mane ni mwala lifasika mukana ni kuwa matiseza kukutila mwati ngapi. Mivile gulezi kuli, ukaba lamulela inzaba lwezi fa mafufa mbande.
And when they begin to come back to Life magazine and then packed it a few weeks ago, where they brought them back by the thousands into Jerusalem, and they went to packing those old ones off on their back, they were interviewed. I've got it all on reel and picture.
Mihaba kala kukuta, ba Life magazine ni baba ngwibali ngola sundanya na ze felile. Kone baba kutisize, kali kitikiti kukena mwa Jerusalem. Mi, baya kuyotulukisa machembele ba kwa mikokutu ya bona. Ni babuzweli puzo. Inanizo na kau filafavu anda wa manzwi ni maswani so.
And he said, there hung the four-star flag of David hanging there, the oldest flag in the world. The first time it's been flown for 2,000 years. Jesus said, when the fig tree puts forth its bud, this generation shall not pass.
Misebali, kia nindembela, yalina lelizene, ya Davida, yele pilafani ilindembela kalea hulu malifasi. Na kuya pili haifukiswa mwala lilimo zeli kiti zepeli. Jesu naize kuli. Kota afeiga haika tubulali palisa zayona. Lusika lo haluna kufela.
Yeah.
And here they bring them old men and said, what are you coming back to die in the homeland? Said, no, we've come to see the Messiah.
Amen.
Brother, I tell you, we're at the door.
Mifa ni basuli kubatisa ni machembele wabona mibali. Sikamanyi, kikuli muta kuto shwela mwana yamina. Wali batili luta kutovona mesia. Mi muzwale na mibulela lufamu nyako.
There's a servant, Sam, who is way down here. Not this bunch of Jews that would cheat you out of your false teeth if they could. That's not the Jew he's talking about, but it's those down yonder who's kept their laws and things and never even knew there was a Messiah.
Kivani batanga, bwona babasuli kulivela kwa tasikwani. Isingisi kwa tasama juda sisika mipuma, ni meno abu hata haiba sakona. Yani hakimu juda ya bulelwa. Kono kivani, kwa buseko, bababulukile. Baba bulukire mula onili kazengwi. Mane bali kuba basazi bikuli kuna ni Mesia.
Amen.
And brother at Stockholm, brother Petrus, sent him down 1,000,000 New Testaments. And when they got them, they were reading them. They said, well, if this be the Messiah, let us see him do the sign of a prophet and we'll believe him.
Mi muzwale kwa Stockholm, muzwale Petrus, abalumera libibele ze kumafa 1,000,000 za testament encha. Mi habali amuhera ni basoye kubala sibali. Kihandi haiba yoki na Mesia. Alumuone hae zasi supo, samu profita, miluka mulumela.
What a setup for my ministry.
Amen.
I was within 2 hours of the gates of Jerusalem to go in, and I was at Cairo, Egypt. And I was walking on there, and the Holy Ghost said, don't go now. I thought, I was just imagination, my ticket's done, bought them on my road, the man's out there to meet me. The whole group, schools and so forth. I walked a little far, and the Spirit said, don't go. Don't you go.
Hakibu ino ni voo kwa bulumi wabwaka, neni ye mikali hola zepeli faminya kwa Jerusalem, kulinikene mwahali. Mine nilifa Cairo, Egypt, mine nisweli kuzama ya kulokuani, mimoya oke nina wali, usike waya chwale. Na upulakuli, nisweli fila kuna hana, tiketi ya kaile kilwe kale, ni mwamu sipili waka, kuna ni muna ya kayo ni amu hila kwani, siku ataka ufila, likolo nilika zengwi, na ashenyafa patanyana, mimoya wali, usike waya, usike waya.
I went back to the ticket agent and I said, I'll cancel this ticket. I want to go up to Athens, Greece, to my Arsenal. And he said, what your ticket costs for Jerusalem, sir? I said, I want to go to Athens instead of going to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit waiting. That hour hasn't come just yet. It just isn't just right.
Na kutia kumule kisi wama ticket hape sinili. Na kwa lisa ticket ye, ni watakuya kwa ma Athens, Greece, kwa Mars Hill. Mikihali kihande, tiketi ya hao itoka kuli uye kwa Jerusalem mungaka. Sinili ni watakuya kwa maatheni, maasibaka, sakuya kwa Jerusalema. Mwe oke nile wali velela, wala yani aesika fitakale. Fela akintu elu kile.
What seal the servants of our God in their forehead, saying hurt not the earth, till we seal the servants of our God in their forehead. Anyone knows that that's a seal of the Holy Spirit.
Mutalime, kuswai weba tanga wa mulimu waluna, mwali pata zavona. Kuli muzike mwa holofa za lifasi. Kufitela halu, muswai watanga wa mulimu waluna, mwali pata zavona. Kau fela mwaziva kuli liswayo, kona mwaya oke nile.
Amen.
What? And I heard the number of them that were sealed. Now if they're not Jews, watch this. And there were sealed 144,000 all of the tribes of the children of Israel.
Amen.
Not a Gentile in them. That's at the end time.
Amubone, minautu apalo ya baba swailwe, Chwale haiba haki majuda, mutalimese. Mi kwa suwa iwa baba 144,000. Nimaba swaiwe kao fela mwama sika Israeli. Akuna wamachaba mwala abona. Kwani kikwana kwa mafelelezo.
Watch. The tribe of Judah 12,000, the tribe of Reuben 12,000, and on down Gad 12,000, Nephilim, and all the way down to the Asher and Zebulun and all these 12 tribes of Israel, and 12 times 12 is what? 144,000.
Mutalime, Lusika wa Judah 12,000, Lusika wa Reuben 12,000, Nikushetu mkacholo, Gad 12,000, Nephilim ni musipili kao fila kutea ku Aseri, ni Zabuloni, ni masika asili kao fila Israele. Mi 12 waya lulu wa ni 12, kibukai, 144,000.
There's the 144,000 Jews, not Gentiles, Jews. Amen. That's not a thing to do with the bride. So Jehovah's Witness is wrong on their doctrine. The Bible plainly says that they are Jews and not Gentiles. They are the servants of God. And the Gentile never was considered a servant. We are sons and daughters, not servants.
Kivao baba is 144,000 ma Juda. Hakuna wa machaba, ma Juda. Zeo halina za kweza ni munyaliwa. Kona kuli lipakiza Jehovah bali angani, katutu ya wona. Vivele ibulela patela za hulukuli. Kima Juda, miha kiba machaba. Kiba tanga wa mulimu, miba machaba, nebasika bali wa kubaba tanga. Luna luba na baba shimani, nebasizana, isi ngiba tanga.
Now, read the rest of it. Like the man eating watermelon said, that's good, but let's have some more of it. All right, God's got plenty of it here. Now, just notice. Now we're on the 8th verse.
Chale mubaleka lulu yesi yesi ayona, sina mutu ya chali hapu. Yana ezekuli, kiende kono alchengi zemu, zalona. Kulukile, mulimu na nizenga atazayo na matengi. Chale mulemu efela. Chale lufati mana ya 8.
And of the tribe of Zebulun sealed 12,000. All the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. See, John being a Jew, recognized every one of them, seen the 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 out of each tribe, 12 times 12 being 144,000. There they are. Not the church. The Jews. The Bible said here they were all the children of Israel.
Amen.
Every tribe named.
Mikwalusika wa Zabuloni. Kuswa ilwe ba 12,000. Lusika kaufela wa Josepha. Nekuswa ilwe ba 12,000. Malusika wa Benjamine. Nekuswa ilwe ba 12,000. Mabona. Joani kakwa mujuda. Naba zivile mangi ni mangi wabona. Naboni masika 12 a Israele. 12,000 kuzwa malusika ni lusika. 12 haya alula ni 12. Iba 144,000. Kiba ochwale. Isi ngekeleke. Kima juda. Vivele wezi mokuli. Kaufela wabona. Nebaliba naba Israele. Lusika kaufela nelupundilwe.
Now watch. Ninth verse. After this.
Amen.
Now here comes the bride. After this I beheld, lo, a great multitude which no man could number. There's your temple eunuchs. There's just 144,000, this little spot. Just little temple guards that's going to be with the bride. Just her escort. That's 124,000 is the escort to the bride, the temple units.
Chwale amutalime, timana ya 9. Hakufelile zeo, chwale faa kutamunyaliwa. Hakufelile zeo na atalima, na abu na bunga atabobu tuna kusina yako na kubabala. Kizeo linjulumeza tempele. Kibaba 144,000, kisiba kasisi likani fela. Kibaba libele li fela baba likani, baba kaba ni munyaliwa. Fela kiena, fela kibasi indeketi, Bahai, baba kibona, baba 144,000. Kibona, baba sindeketa munyaliwa. Ilili njulume za tempele.
Watch. Of course, I know you go back over here to the 14th and say, while they're with the bride, wherever they... Absolutely, the eunuchs traveled with the queen wherever she went. Truly. Well, what were they? They were nothing but escorts. And that's just exactly what the scripture declares it to be here.
Mutalime. Kakulini zibakuli mukutela kwa timana ya 14 mimuli. Kingi bazama ni munyali wakaufela koba kaniti linjulume lizama yangani mule na omusali kaufela kwaya. Luli, konone balisi kama ngibona, nebasi ntoengwe kwa nda kwa basi ndeketi. Misani kiso na luli sabu ya mangolo kuli, kona moku inezi faa.
Notice, and after this, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations, kindreds, people, and tongues. There's your Gentile bride coming up. All right. These stood before the Lamb. There's their Savior. The Lamb. Not the law, the Lamb. Grace.
Mulemuhe, miyaku ferezeo mi, nabu nabu ngata wabutuna wabatu, kusina yako nakubabala. Bazo mama chaba kao fela, ni mami shobo, nisichaba nilipuo, kiyo mnyali wamina, wabama chaba ya taha kulukile. Vayemi fapila ngunyana, kiyani mpulsi ya bona. Kingunyana, isi ngimulao. Kingunyana, sishemo.
Clothed with white robes. Watch a few minutes, the white robes ain't the righteousness of the saints. And palms in their hand. And they cried with a loud voice, if this ain't a Pentecostal revival, I never heard one, saying, salvation to our God, which sat upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
Vawa pezili kuboze sweo, amutalime. Mwami zuje likani. Mwone haibali kuboze sweo, akikuluka kwa baba kenile. Vasweli nzalu mwamazo wabona. Inze bahuwa kama nzwi ati ile. Haiba njie, akia nchafazwe Pentekota. Na likuwa ni utwe ni haiba yeka na kanti. Vali kupili saki kwa mulimu waluna, ya inzi maluvona, ni kwangu nyana.
And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders, and the four beasts fell upon the before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, might, power be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Mimangero ikaofela na yemi, abeire luvona. Mi baba hulu nilivupi waze pila zene muhali. Awa kalipata zafapila luvona. Akuba mera mulimu ali. Amen. Milumbe konikanya, nibuitali, nibuitumelo, nilikute, nivulena, nimata, kizamuli mwaluna, mwalina kunilinako. Amen.
That sounds like a camp meeting time, doesn't it? It's going to be. Who was that? 144,000? Not at all. This great number that no man of all kindred tongues and nations. Can't you see, my dear friend? I watch. Just read it.
Seo si utuwa la inge nako ya muko panuasi kundi. Njichwani. Ikaba yona. Vani nilivu mangi. Vani deletini 44,000. Hakuna ni hanyani. Ona palo tuna yeo kuli. Hakuna mutu. Vamisho boka ufela. Malimi nilinaha. Kikuli ya uvoni mulikana kayo munde. Chwale ya mutalime. Muiva lefela.
And one of the elders answered saying unto me, what are these? And which are arrayed in white robes? And whence cometh they? The elders said to John, which was a Jew that recognized the 144,000, said, now you knew them, they're all Jews, but who are these? Where'd they come from?
Chwale, chwale yomungi kwa bahulu, alaba ali, alikuna, vao vawa pezi likubozeswe ukipomangi, nibazo akai, yomuhulu alikujwani, yana alimujuda, yana aziba, kazaba 144,000, ali, chwale ubazi vile, kau filabu na kimajuda, kono vao kipomangi,
see what the elder said? One of the elders answered, that's elder before the throne, answered me saying, what are these which are arrayed in white robes and whence cometh they? Now we all know the Jews and their covenant and so forth, but when these come?
Mwabona, kibaba hulu, baba yemi fapila rubona. Ani alaba ali. Vao, baba apezili kubozeso kibomanyi. Mibazo kai. Chwale unakao fila lwazima majuda, nibulika ni wabona nizengu cholo. Kono kana vao, vati lelili.
I what? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. I don't. John said, just pass me. I don't know. And he said unto me, these are they that came out of great tribulations through trials and many dangers, toils and snares. I have already come.
Chwale ya mutalime, minamu alaba nali, mule naka kuzibawena. Naha nizibi, Joani ali, anili utwisisi, anizibi. Alikuna, vao kibabazwa mwanga lewa yetuna, mwahala miliko niliko zengata, ze, maswenye ho nize sabisa, mweni senifitile.
See, these come up out of great tribulations and have washed their robe in the church. That sounds right? Have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night.
Mwabona, vao kibabazwa, mwanga lelwa yetuna, vata pisizeli apalo zabona, mwakeleke, kana seo sautuwa lahande, chwalo, vata pisizeli apalo zabona, valiswe ufalize, mwama liangu nyana, vainzifa pilalubona wa mulimu, miwa musebeleza, musihali nibusihu.
Who serves me in my home? My wife. Is that right? And in his temple, that's who stays with me in my home and in my economy is my wife. She's the one who sits with me and washes my clothes and keeps things ready for me. And he that sitteth up on the throne shall dwell among them.
Kimanya nisebeleza angamala palaka, musalaka. Kicholo kana, mwa tempele ya hai, wao kona baba pila nina, mwala palaka, ni mwabufu mwaka, kimusalaka. Kiene ya ina nina, mi utapisa libya na zaka, nikuni vuluke lalika. Miya inzi mwalubona ukave ya mwamu kundewa hai.
Oh my. Listen. And they shall hunger no more. Look like they missed a few meals coming along. Neither shall they thirst any more, shall the sunlight on them no more, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe all tears from their eyes. Amen. There she is. There's your bride.
Oh, Maui, I'm telling you. Miyabasa na kulapa nikamuta, wuna la kuli inge, neba enzi nita alafana kwe telele basa achisisimi. Kamba ni haba kushwali nyolwa nikamuta, abasa na kuchiswa kilizazi, nikisisimi. Kakulingu nyana ya muahala lubona, ukaba lisa, abaise kwa mawelu welu ameza abupilo, mimulimu ukati ya kula miyoko ka ufela kwa metu wabona. Kiyani fani, kiyomu nyali wamina.
There's 144,000, there's your servants. So the children of the kingdom here, dear person who asked the question, who asked this notable question, I think I might have left it back here in somewhere, but when they shall be cast out doesn't mean that they will be cast out of God's mind. They are cast out of the spiritual benefits for a season. See? Just for a little season.
Kivao wa 144,000 bamina. Kivao batanga bamina. Kacholo Wana wa mbuso, faa muti omunde ya buze puzo, ki ya buze puzo ye, vuku wala ye, nina anakuli muendini isiile mwa kukungi, kono. Aba kale lekelwa kwa ande, kana sewa astal sikuli, wakale lekelwa kwa ande amunano wa mulimu. Wale lekelwa kwa ande alifala moya, fana kunyana. Mwabona, fana kunyana fela.
Because when the prophet saw Israel in this day that she was coming to him, he said, well, will Israel be when the Sabbath will be taken away and it's sell on the Sabbath the same as any other day and all these things?
Kakuli mpulofita anabu ni muisraeli mwaliza zile, lana atakulona abule ali. Kia ande kana israeli, ikabatengi sabata, haikazu somatengi, mibakale kisa la sabata sinaliza zile fika ufila. Nilika zengu zile ka ufila.
He said, well, will Israel be completely forgotten? He said, how high is it to the heavens? How deep is the earth? Measure that stick land before you. He said, I can't. He said, neither can I ever forget Israel. Yeah. Certainly not. Israel will never be forgotten.
Meali, kihande, kikuliuka, kana Israele, ukali balwa kufelele la. Kihali, ipa hami chwangi mabutelele. Wamuhalimu, lifasi litungile chwani. Lilika njise kakota, ye lifapila haweo. Kihali, hanikoni. Kihali, nina hanikoni kulibala Israele. Vatili kutokwa. Israele hana kulivalwa nikamuta.
So you see, everlasting and eternal is two different things. Israel was cast out, but not out of God's mind. And Paul speaks it over here. If I had time to study so I could quickly get to the scriptures, I can refer to them to you. See, that comes on my mind.
Kacholo mwabona, kamita nikuya kuile kilika zepeli zeshuta na zeo. Israele na alivezwi. Kono hasika azwa mamuna anu wa mulimu. Mipa ulusi waibulela kulofa. Kambe ni nanina kwa kubala. Kulini yaku feka pili nifite kwa lingolo lani. Ninikaa swani sisa kumina, mwabona. Lelika ataha, mwamu upulo waka.
Paul speaking over there said that for we Gentiles to take heed the way we walked and what we done. See, because of God spared not the first branch. See, and we be just drafted in. See, and Israel, which was blinded for a season, he said. Just for a season, Israel was blinded.
Paulus wabulela mwani, ulakuli. Luna wa machaba lutwe. Moluza maezi niselue zize. Mwabona. Kakuli haiba mulimu asikashe mbamu tai wa pili. Mwabona. Miluna luke njizo matengi kwa kuchomeki wa fila. Mwabona. Mi Israele vene wafo ufalizwe fana kwenyana abulela. Fana kwenyana fila Israele na wafo ufalizwe.
That's right. But the veil will be lifted from their eyes. And that is when the last Gentile is born into the kingdom of God, then their veil's lifted from Israel's eyes, and they'll say, this is the Messiah who we look to see.
Amen.
That's right. But the Gentile door is closed. The ark is closed up. There's no more grace left for the Gentile at that time.
Yokiniti, kono lisila likazwiswa kwa metuwa bwana. Mifani kona fo, wamachaba, wamafelelezo hape piro mambuso wa mulimu. Mikona masila bwana. Akazu soa kwa metu wa Israele. Mibakabu liakuli, yoki ena Mesia, yone lubata kubona, yoki niti. Kono sikuwa loosa wa machaba, sikuwa lilwe. Areka ii, ikuwa lilwe. Hakusana sishemo se siyezi kuba machaba kana kweo.
Now I take a whole lot of time on one question and somebody say, you don't get to mine. Well, we hurry up and see if we can get to it. All right, here's a long one. And every bit of it, the woman asked or the man asked or whoever it is right.
Chole ninga huru na kuenga tafa puzo ilingwi. Miyomu nguli, chole hauna kufita kuyaka. Hii ande luka kufa, milubone haiba luko ni kufita kuyona. Kulukile, kuna nietelele. Mina kuyate nika ufela musali. Ani buza kamba kimuna, yana nibuzize. Kamba nilima ngia nika ufela, kulukile.
Is it not true that the Lord Jesus did not die for the whole world? Meaning, everyone in the world. But rather, I would explain that, but he or she, whoever it is, looks like a woman's writing. But rather for these, in every part of the world, whom the Father did give him, these who before the foundation of the world, God did ordain to eternal life, having elected them according to his own good pleasure.
Kana hakiniti kulimule na Jesu na shuzili fasika ufila, kutawalusa mtu kwa ufila mwalifasi, kono ive, chole ni katatula ntueo. Kono ena musalio, muna kamba musali yali, yena kwa ufila, kubunala inge kimungolo wa musali. Kono ive fila kwa, ive fila, kuba mwalibaka kwa ufila zalifasi, bao ndate na mufile. Wona bao kusika bakale muto mwalifasi, mulimu na zibile kale kuli, vate kwa upiopu safili. Nikuba kete akuya, kata ato ya hae totayende.
Absolutely, that's right. Exactly right. Jesus died for not just to, he is purpose. Let's see, I believe the red question comes in on this.
Ka niti, yeo kiniti, yeo luliki niti, Jesu naba shwezi, isi ngifela kuli, unani mulelo, aluwa nengi, narumeani, na narumela, baba lile, kipuzo yeta ile kuye.
Scripture doubtless tells us, that these are those who will not be, are those who will not be saved. Therefore, that's exactly right. The Scripture tells us that there is people who were foreordained of God to be condemned. Would you like to read that? Sort of always be out of your mind. All right. Let's turn over now to the book of Jude. Jude speaking here.
Mangolo kusina kukakanya alulea kulivao kivona baba sikeba vapiliswa. Kaba kaleo yeo lulikiniti. Mangolo alulea kuli, kuna ni watu baba lukiselizwe kali kimulimu kulibakasi nyeha. Kikuli mutabela kuivala, kuli ive kwa hule ni muna nwamina. Kulukile, alua pulingi mabuka ya Juda. Juda wabule lafa.
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. See who he addresses it to? Not the sinner. Not only evangelistic service, but to the sanctified and called.
Amen.
See, those who are already in the kingdom.
Juda, mutanga wa Jesu Kriste, munyana Jacobo, kubaba kenisizwe kimuli mundate, mibabulu kilwe ku Jesu Kriste, mibabizwa. Mubone bao alingolela, akimweza livi, isi ngisebelezo ya bulumi wa fela, kono kubaba kenisizwe ni baba vizizwe, mabona, wona baba likale mwa mubuso.
Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you, and to exhort you should you earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Mufiwesi shemo ni kozo nililato kakuatelwa. Walatiwa, nini shukezu kumingolela kaza kupiliswa kulu kopanezi. Minisa hapelezu wakipiru kumingolela ni kumire musakuli. Muna nikuluwa nela tumelo ye kile afi wabalu meli hangui.
For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Amen.
Now, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
Amen.
Ordained of old. Not that God sat back on the throne and said, I'll save this man, I'll lose that man. That wasn't it. God died, and when Jesus died, the atonement covered the entire earth for every person.
Kakuli kumina, kwizwa kile vatu vavangwi, ve katulo ya wona, ye vafamula tu ingozukale. Chwani, vas nyasi shemo samuli mwaluna, kusifetu la vozwa. Balu kizwe kale, isi nkuli mulimu winzi, falu wona, nikubula kuli, nikapilisa muna yo, nikabula ya muna yani. Sani nesi chwalo, mulimu ashwa, michwale Jesu hana ashule, swalelo ya pesa lifasi kamukana, kumutu kaufela.
But God by foreknowledge, not that he willed, he's not willing that any should perish. He wanted everybody to be saved. That was his eternal purpose. But if he was God, he knew who would and who would not be saved. If he didn't know, then he wasn't the infant God. So the Bible teaches that.
Kono mulimu kuyaka kuziba kwa hae, hala tikuli aeze, hala tikuli niomukana ashwe, na batakuli mangi ni mangi apiliswe. Wani niliona mulelo wa hae, wani niliona mulelo wa hae, wakuya kuile. Kono haiba na aliena mulimu, na azivile yana kapiliswa, niyana asike kupiliswa. Haiba na saazibi kona kuli, nesi mulimu yasa apalulilika. Kacholo bibile ilutawa na cholo, kuli lukone guva.
If we had time, turn over here in Romans, the 8th chapter, and you could read it. Romans, the 9th chapter. Many other places in the Bible. Ephesians, the 1st chapter. And you can see that the election of God, that it might stand sure. God gave the covenant unconditionally. He sent Jesus to die for those who he foreknew.
Amen.
See?
Kambelu na nina kwa kwa pula mwa maroma, kauhanywa 80, mine muka ibala, maroma kauhanywa 9. Liba kaze ngwi, zenga atemwa bibele, maefese kauhanywa 1. Mimu wako na kubona kuli, ketu ya mulimu, kuli ikone kuye maka kusepala, mulimu na afilebu likani kusinamulao. Aluma Jesu kutoshwela, vana azibile kale, mwabona.
Not just to say, well, you say God don't know whether she'll be saved or not. God knows you'd be saved or whether you would or not before the world ever began or he wasn't God.
Akikubule athela kuli, kihande, mulimu, hazibi haiba ukapiliswa kambane. Mulimu na azibile kale kuli ukapiliswa. Kamba hauna kupiliswa. Mane lifasi lisikaka lisakale. Kusi chwalo na asimulimu.
Do you know what the word infant means? Look at the dictionary and find out what the word infant means.
Amen.
Why, he knowed every flea that would ever be on the earth. Every fly, every gnat, every germ.
Amen.
He knew it before they ever come into existence. Or he wasn't God.
Amen.
Certainly you.
Kana mwazibali bizo la kuli kusafira litalusa mutali mefa mutali memwabuka litalusa za manzwi nikufumana seo linzwi leo la kusafira litalusa kini na azibileka le mununu ka ofera oka ba malifasi nzinzi ka ofera bunyambuta ka ofera maikulo kuwa waka ofera na alizibileka le liskata kale kuli libetenyi kusicholo na asimulimu kini tinalizibile.
All right, man, in there God could not say, I'll take you and send you to hell, and I'll take you and send you to heaven. God wanted you both to go to heaven, but by foreknowledge he knew that one would be a shyster and the other would be a gentleman and a Christian. See? Therefore he had to send Jesus to die to save that man that he foreknew that wanted to be saved.
Amen.
You get it?
Kulukile, mimuhali mwani, mulimu nasi kekubule akuli, nasi kekubule akuli, nikakunga wena, nikukuisa kwa lihele. Minika angawe na nikukuisa kwa lihalimu. Mulimu na abatakuli sibe lisami na mwe kwa lihalimu. Kono kakuziba kwa makalelo, ule mwile kale kuli alimu mukaba kuluku, miomu ngwi ukaba mutangana yomunde miwamu kreste. Mwavona, kaba kaleo nana nikuluma Jesu kuli ashwe, kuli apiliswe. Kana mautua.
Now, look here. Scriptures doubtly tell us that these are they who will not be saved. Therefore, if the atonement covered all of Adam's race, and some were lost because they did not avail themselves of the promise or the provision, would not not free. He will be a mightier force than eternal plans and purposes of Almighty God.
Chwale amutali melefa, mangolo alubulela kusina kukakanya kuli, vawo kibuona baba sikeba piliswa. Kaba kaleo haibaswa lelo ya pesa kaufela, valusika lwa Adama, mi baba ngwi, late ileba kengisa kuli, nebasika iponaza kwa sepiso kamba kaswanelo, akikuli, hakulata tukuluho kikuli kuka vama ata ama tuna kufita miupulo yaku ya kwile ni milelo ya mulimu ya mataka ufela.
Would it be, the person now in the second question is asking, would not man's free will be a mightier force than the eternal plans and purpose of an almighty God? No, my brother or sister. Certainly not. There is nothing more powerful. Man's will could never compare with the eternal purpose of God's judgment. It couldn't be, see?
Kana kukaba kuli, mutu yo chwalefa, puzo obelie, wabuza. Kana tatu ya mutu, aiko nikuba mata, atile kufita milelo, ni miupulo ya kuyakwile, ya mulimi ya mata. Vati ni mzuale waka, kamba kezeli. Vati lisha. Hakuna sika, sisi tile kufita. Tatu ya mutu, aiko nikuba piswa ni milelo ya kuyakwile, ya katula mulimu. Mabona?
Now your first question was correct. Your second question couldn't be, friend. Because look at the way it's written here, see? Would not man's free will be a mightier force than the eternal plans and purpose of Almighty God?
Chole, puzo ya mina ya pili na ilu kile. Puzo ya mina ya uweli, haiko ni kubacholo. Mulikani? Kakuli talima. Talima moi ngolezufa, mabona? Kana tatu ya mutu hanili, ina ni mata ama tuna kufita milelo. Nimi upulo ya kuyakwile ya mulimu ya mata.
Why, certainly not. How could the will of man be a mightier force than the purpose of Almighty God, and man in his carnal condition to will what he wants to more forceful than what an eternal perfect God would be? Certainly not. It couldn't be. See?
Kini vaatili kutokwa. Kukona ala chwanikuli, tato ya mutu itia hulu kufita mulelo wa mulimu ya mata kaufela. Mimu utumabu ino buahaye wabutu fela. Wakuba nisaa tabela. Abe ya mata hulu kufita mulimu wakuya kwile. Mwako na kubela. Vaati likutokwa. Akukona alikuwa cholo. Mwabona?
The eternal God whose purpose is perfect. How could you say that a carnal man down here, no matter how just and he might be, his purposes would no wise compare with this, the purpose of the eternal and almighty God.
Mulimu wakuya kwile. Yana ni mulelo opeta halile. Muko na kula chwani kuli mutu walifa si mubufa. Akunati ya wakamba kialu kile chwani. Ni hako na kubaya cholo. Milelo ya hae ayiko ni kuli kanyiswa. Yona milelo. Yaku ya kuli ya mulimi ya mata kaufela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sister. Yeah. That's right. Oh, well, I've read it wrong, Nancy. All right. Yes, you're exactly right then, sister. I didn't know it was your question. All right.
Eni. Kulu kilekezeli. Yeo kiniti. Kihande ni ibali kama futisa kanti. Mwabona. Kulu kile. Eni. Kanti bula niti ukondisi lekezeli. Ninsa zibikuliki. Kipuzo ya hao. Kulu kile.
But see, where I got it here, see. Now let me see. Cover all the Adam's race. And some were lost because they did not avail themselves of its provision, would not man's free will be a mightier force than the eternal plans and purpose of Almighty God?
Kono mwabona, foni ingile kifaa mwabona, chole halubo nengi, kwa pesa lusika lwa Adama kaufila, mibaba ngui vala tea kakuli nebasika iponaza ilibona, wona kwa swanelo yatengi. Hanili tatu ya mutu itile kufita mulelo wakuya kwile, wamulimu ya mate kaufila.
See, I misinterpret your thought there. Yeah, the eternal purpose of Almighty God, well, that settles it. I guess everybody understands that. If you raise up your hands, if the eternal purpose of the Almighty God would sure be far above what man could do.
Mwabona ne nitolokezi musilimu upulo wa hao fo. Eni, mulelo wakuya kwile wa mulimu ya mate kaufila, kihande au kona mafelezo watengi. Nisepa kulimangi ni mangi, wao tuisisa seo, mwao tuisisa, amu na ule mazo wa mina. ki kimulelo wakuyakwira wa mulimu ya mata kaufira uko nakuba ntoyefitelezi ahulu kuzeo mtu akona kuweza.
Now I do not understand the light on water baptism in the 28th chapter of 19th verse of Matthew. What does this mean?
Chwale hani utwisisiliseli fakolobezo ya mezi mwaka uhanyo ya 28 yati mana ya 19 ya Mateo. Kanase, sitalusa sikamanyi.
Well now, maybe it won't take me but just a minute. And let's somebody turn with me, if you will, to Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 19th verse. And we'll find out just what the person is 25. Now this will make you strong if you just stay with it. It's good, you see. It isn't evangelistic, but it's a...
Kihande chwale, mwendi hainaku nilihela, kono kimuzu zufela. Me alubengi niyomumu, yaka apulamo ni na haiba mwalata, kumateo kawahanya 28, nitimana ya 19. Milu kafumana hande, sabu ya mutio. 25, chwale seki, sikai mieza babatile, haiba muka apila nisona. Kisesi nde, mwabona, akisabulumiwa, kono kisa...
Now here's where people try to say there's a contradiction in the Bible. Now I want somebody to turn to Matthew 28:19. No, I want somebody Matthew 28:19. I want somebody to turn to Acts 2:38. Got your Bible there, Brother Neville?
Chwale Luka, chwale fa kona fobali kaba tukubula kuli kiyo twaniso mwabivele. Chwale nwata kuli yomumu apule mwa ni mwa Matthew 28:19 kamba batili. Niwata kuli yomu Mateo 28:19, niwata yomu mkuli apule mwalikezo 2:38. Una nibibile haufu mzuali nevayo?
And I want you to read for yourselves now, and I'll show you a strict contradiction in the Bible. And the Bible, people say the Bible doesn't contradict itself, I want you to take this into consideration.
Mini wata kuli muipa leleo na chwale, minika mibonisatu aniso yetile mwabibile. Ni seo bibile. Batu bali kutokwa bibele haitu anisi liona ni batakuli mungeta baye katokomelo.
And this makes the professors get gray. But it's simple. Now, I'll read Matthew 28:19, you follow me, and some of it is Acts 2:38, have it ready. I'll begin until the 18th verse. This is the closing chapter of Matthew.
Misesi beyanga baituti bazavula peli mwakuli angana. Konoki, kintu ebu nolo. Chole nikabala Matthew 28:19, munila telele. Mibaba ngubamina mutali melikezo 2:38. Mwitu kisezeona. Nika akalela katimana 18. Ye kika uhanywa mafelelezo mwa Mateo.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Where's the Father's power? If all the power in heaven and earth is given to Jesus, God got powerless then, didn't he? Or did he just tell a story? Was he joking? He meant it. Don't you believe he meant it?
Chwale Jesu ataha mi abule ya kubaluti, abule ya kubona ali. Vule na kaa ufela bufiro kuu na mali halimu ni mali fasi. Vuka yivule na wanda tetwale. Aiba njivule na kaa ufela mali halimu ni mali fasi bufiro kuu Jesu. Mulimu kanti hasa na mata njichwani. Kambakana na abule ya fela ikande. Kikuli na asuli fela kwezalishe ha. Na talusa wanachwalo. Kana mulume yukuli na talusa wanachwalo.
Well, if all power is given unto him, where's God's power at then? He was God. That's the thing there is to it. That's just all there was. See? He was God. Or either there's somebody sat there did have some power, don't have it anymore. See? So you can't confuse it. We'll get that right in on the same thing here.
Kihande, haiwa njima atakao fila afilo kuyena. Kanti chwale mata mulimu heakai. Na alie na mulimu. Yeo kiniti. Yeo kona antoino si fila yelite nkuzona. Kona fila mwone kuinezi likawa na cholo. Mwabona? Na alie na mulimu. Kamba kuna niomu ngeusi liya inzi kwani. Yana anima atamangi. Yena hasa na unachwale. Mwabona. Kacholo amuko niku ilianganisa. Luka afita kuyo na afata aba Yesu wana yefa.
All right. All power in heaven and earth is in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Kulukile, vule naka ufila mwali halimu nilifasi bumwa, li halimu ni mwali fasi. Mwye chwale, multema cha waka ufila, mubakoloweza kalibizo la ndate ni la mwana ni la moyo kenile mubalute ku mamera litabakao filaze ni milaizi amubone ninzi ni mina kamita mane kuisani kwa mafelelezo alifasi.
Acts 2:38. Now somebody read. Wait just a minute. Acts, the second chapter, the 38th verse. Now listen real close now and just be patiently. And we'll see now. Now this is 10 days later after Jesus told them now. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost.
Likezo 2:38. Chwale yomumu, abale. Amulibele famu zufela. Likezo kauhaunya 2, niti mana 38. Chwale amutele zikato kumelo chwale. Nimubefela baba iketile. Miluka wabona chwale. Chwale fa, kikasamula wamazazi ali shumi Jesu ama anoba bulea chwale. Mateo 28:19. Mwe chwale mulutema chavaka ufela, mubako uleweze kalibizo landa te nilamu wana, nilamu ya oke nile.
Now Peter, 10 days later, they never preached another sermon. They went up in the upper room of Jerusalem and waited there for 10 days for the Holy Ghost to come. How many knows that? This part.
Chwale Petro zikasamula wamazazi ali shumi. Nibasika kutazaka alesebelezo niekana. Nibapahami fandu ya fahali mwa Jerusalema. Mibayo libele la mwani. Kama zazi ali shumi, kulimo ya oke nile utahe. Kibaba kai, baba ziba cholo, mwasi bakasi.
Here's Peter. Peter has the keys of the kingdom. All right, we'll see what he does. Acts 2, let's take the 36th verse. Therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this same Jesus who you crucified both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. No wonder all power in heaven and earth is given unto him.
Kiofa Petrosi, Petrosi unanili noto uzamu buso, kulukile, lukabona sakaeza. Mateo kamba, nitalusalikezo tu, halunge niti mana 36. Kaba kaleo vandu ifinifi ya Israele kaufela, vazibeka niti kulimulimu, weze na Jesu yaswa na yo, yemu kukotezi fasifa pano, kubamule na ni kreste. Uveli wamule na ni kreste. Kikaba kaleo vule na kaufela mwali halimu, nilifasi ane bufilo kuyena.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, man and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Chole basi no utwazeo, baatabe ya kwa lipilu. Mibali ku Petros ni baba ngwi, baba apostola, mizwale ni bana ba Yesu, luka ya zasikamangi. Petros ya alaba, Petros ya likubona, mubake, mutu ni mutu wakumina, mimu kolobezo kalibizo la Jesu Kriste, kwa aswa lelo ya libiza mina. Mimu kamu helampo, yamo ya oke nile.
Now there's a contradiction. Matthew said, baptize name Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Peter said, Acts 2:38, 10 days later, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Chwale kiyo tuwa nisofo. Mateo wize, mukolobezwe kandate, mwana, mwayao kenile. Mi Petro subulela mwalikezo 2:38, kasamula wa mazazi alishumi. Mubake, mimukolobezwe, kalibizola Jesus Christ.
Then, the next time repentance is spoke over baptism in the Bible, is Acts the 8th chapter, when Philip went out and preached to the Samaritans. And they received the Holy Ghost, and they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Next time it was spoke of was when the Gentiles received it, Acts 10:49.
Mina kuyetata makubaka hakubulelwa. Bulelwa kamba, kolobezo, mwabibele, kilikezo mwa, mwaka wanyo ya 8. Fani Filipi, ana ilo kutaza kwani kwa Masamaria, mibamu hila mwaya oke nile, mane ba kolobezo wakalivizo la Jesu Kriste. Na kuyetata mahane ibulezwi, nilifani ba machaba, haba ya muhela, likezo 10:49.
And while Peter spake these words, behold, the Holy Ghost fell upon them and heard them, for they heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. Then said Peter, can a man forbid water, seeing that these have received the Holy Ghost like we did at the beginning? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mi Peter si aya sabule la manzwi yao, amu wone mwe yaoke nile wawe la falimu, ababa utule manzwi. Kakuli ne baba utwa babule la kamalimi, nikulumba mulimu, mi Peter si ali. Kikuli mutu ukaba hanisame ziva. Kakubona kuli nibuona ba mwezi mwa yao kenile. Olua mwezi kwa makalelo. Ni aba laila kuliba kolobezwe kalibizo la mwene na Jesu Kriste.
Now, let me have something here. Just show you a little something so you won't forget it. Go make a little illustration. I'm going to put, how many nationalities of people are they in the world? There's three, Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. How many knows that? We come from those three sons of Noah.
Chwale halubo nengi. Nibe nisesi mifa, nimibu onisefela ntue nyani kuli musike mwa ilibala. Nikabu onisa ntue likani ya tengi, nikabia kima sika makai. Mishobo ye mikai ya batu, wabalitengi malifasi. kunani emilalo kisi chabasa kama shemu nisi chabasa jafeta chibaba kai bazi bacholo luzwelela kubona bana baba shimani baba lalo banuwe bawo
Ham's people, Shem's people, Japheth's people is the Anglo-Saxon. Shem's people is the three generations. That's Jew, Gentile, and half-Jew and Gentile. Now, notice when there is this is Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Sichabasa kama, sichabasa Shemu, sichabasa Japheta. Kwa nama Anglo-Saxon, sichabasa Shemu ki. Kiyo na misho wemi lalu yeo. Kimu juda wa machaba nilichi kalamu juda ni wa machaba. Chole mulemu he, michole zeofo, miyoki kama shemu kama ni jafeta.
Now, the first time baptism was ever spoke of was spoke of by John the Baptist. How many knows that to be true? All right, I'm going to lay it over here, way over here. John the Baptist.
Chole, na kwa ya pili hane kubulezu kolobezo, neibulezui kijua ni mkolobezi. Kibabaka ibabazi bakuli yeo kiniti, kulukile. Nikaibe yao na kulofa, fane kulefa, Johani mkolobezi.
And John baptized the people in the river of Jordan, commanding them that they should repent and get right with God and sell their goods and feed the poor and the soldiers be satisfied with their money and to get right with God. How many knows that?
Mi Johani na kulobeza sichaba, mwanu kaya Jordan, inza balayala kulibaruke la kubaka, mibabe kakuluka ni mulimu. Mibaleki selibi anazabona ni kufepa wabotana. Mima sole vaye kutuekulikana mwama shiringa wabona. Mibabe hande ni mulimu. Kibabaka mibazi bacholo.
And he baptized them in the river of Jordan, not sprinkled them, not poured them, but immersed them. If you don't believe it, here's the lesson. Find out if it isn't baptism, which is a baptized, immersed, put under, buried.
Mi aba kolobeza mwanuka ya Jordan, na asikaba fafaleza, na asikaba selamezi fatoho. Kono naba nwelisize, Haiba amuliru meli, kievuka yalita ulso za manzwi. Mubati se haiba haki baptizo. Yalita ulsa kuli, kukolobeza, kunwelisa, kuchimbeka, kupumbeka.
Now, the first time baptism was ever spoke of was there. The second time baptism was ever spoke of, Jesus commissioned it. Matthew 28:19. Next time baptism spoke of was Acts 2:38. The next time baptism spoke up was in the 8th chapter of Acts. The next time baptism spoke up was in the 10th chapter of Acts.
Chwale, na kwa ya pili kolobezo haibulelwa nilikuwa ni. Na kwa ya bubeli kolobezo haibulelwa. Jesu na itomine, Matthew 28:19. Na kwa ya tata makolobezo haneibulezwi, nilimualikezo 2:38. Na kwa ya tata makolobezo haneibulezwi, nilimuakao hanyo ya 8 ya likezo. Na kwa ya tata makolobezo haneibulezwi, nilimua mwaka uhanyo yate ni alikezo.
And then we come from the time where Jesus said, here go ye, therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Ghost. Now let's straighten the scripture out first. I've told you that there's not one scripture in the Bible that will contradict another.
Mechwale luzwa mwanako, yana avulezi Jesu fakuli, mwye chwale mulutema chabaka ufela, mubako loveze kalibizo landate ni la mwana ni la mwaya uke nile. Chole halu oto ule ni ngolo le hande pili. Nimivulezi kuli hakuna li ngolo nililika na mwabibele. Lilika alu anisa lili ngwi.
I want you to bring it to me. I've asked that for 26 years and I haven't found it yet. There's no scripture that, if it contradicts it, then it's a man-written affair. No, sir, there's no contradiction in the Bible.
Niwata kulimuniti sezelona. Nivuizeta bayo umuhalami hae mashumi amabeli niye silezi. Mia nisika alifumana kale, akunali ngolo leli kananisa, hayaba ya iluanisa, kona kuli selili abaza mutu kanti, vatilisha, akunatuwa niso mwavivele.
Now, this you said, what about that? Here stands Jesus saying, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Peter turned right back around and said, repent every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's your contradiction. Looks like it.
Chwale mvulela kuli, kuchwa nikaseo. Kiyo Jesu ye mifaa mivule akuli. Mwye chwale mulutema chabaka ufila. Mubako lubeze kalibizo landate ni la mwana ni la mwana yaoke nile. Mi Petros wafetu wa hape miuli. Mubake mutu ni mutu wa mina. Mimukolobezwe kalibizo la Jesu Kriste. Kiyo tuwa niso ya mina fo. Ivonalas na yona.
Now if you read it with a carnal mind and not an open heart, it'll be a contradiction. But if you read it open-minded, the Holy Spirit has hid this from the eyes of the wise and prudent. Jesus said so, and thank God for it. and has revealed it to babes such as would learn. If you got a mind and not a selfish mind, but a willing heart to learn, the Holy Ghost will teach you these things.
Tole haiba musweli kubala kangana ya butufela, ni isi kapilu ye kwa luhile, ikabatu aniso. Kono haiba mukaibala kangana ye kwa luhile, moya oke nile ulipatezi meto ababa butali ni wangana. Jesu na avulezo na chwalo. Mi aitumela kumuli mukazona. Mi ulipatulezi kwa limbutu tuzeko na kuituta. Haiba muna ningana, mi isingana ya witati, kono pilu ye itakaleza, kona kuli moya oke nile ukamilutali tabazeo.
Now, if you don't compare, you say, how do you know you're right? Well, it compares with the rest of Scripture. If you don't, you got a flat contradiction here.
Chole haiba haliza maeleli, mbule akuli, uziba chwa ni ubule aniti, ki hande itamana hande ni mangolo ama mkaufila. Haiba mbwani chwalo, kona kuli munanitu aniso, ye na mile hande lulifo.
Now, I want to ask you a question. This is the last chapter of Matthew. I'll take it in a little form so that every one of you, the children, understand it.
Chole ni wata kumimbuza puzo. Ye kikao hanyo ya mafelezo mwa Mateo. Nikalinga kabunya nifela, kulimangi ni mangi wamina, nibanana bali utusise.
For instance, if you read a love story, and the back of it said, and Mary and John lived happy ever after. Well, you wonder who John and Mary was that lived happy ever after. Now, if you want to know who John and Mary is, you better go back to the first of the book and find out who John and Mary is.
Kamutala haiba mbalali kandilali lato, mikuwa mafelelezo kungozukuli, ni Mary ni Johnny vapi lakate ya buka samulao. Kihande, muka kumukakuli, Johnny ni Mary, kivafi vene vapi lakate ya buka samulao. Chwale, haiba mbata ya kuzibakuli, Johnny ni Mary kivafi, kihande mkutele kwa like pila makali lola buka, mimufumane kuli, Johnny ni Mary vao kivafi.
Then get back to her and find out who Mary was and what family she come from and who John was and what family he come from and what his name was and how they were married and all about it. Is that right? Well, that's the same thing as reading the Bible here.
Kona kuli mkutele kwanu, nikufuma na kuli Mary yo kiufi, nilubasi kwa zuelela, nikuli John ya ni kimangi, nikuli kilubasi loluchwani kwa zuelezi, nikuli livizo la hai nilimangi, nimone banyala nezi, nilikakao fila kazona, kana kucholo nji, kihandi.
Look, Jesus never said, go baptize the people in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, the way Trinitarian people baptize. There's no scripture for that in the Bible.
Me amutalime, Jesu nasika bulakuli, mwye chwale mkolobeze batu, kalibizo la ndate, kalibizo la mwana, kalibizo la mwe oke nile, sinamuba kolobeleza, kayo nabatu batu melo yabali mbabalalo, akunali ngolo la zeo mwabibele.
He never said in the names, N-A-M-E-S, names of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said in the N-A-M-E, name, singular. Look at your Bible and find out that's right, Matthew 28.
Nasika wa akuli kama vizo, M-A-B-I-Z-O, mavizo, anda temu ananilamu yao kenile. Miali, ka L-I-B-I-Z-O, livizo, lilingwi, mutalime mwabivele ya mina, mimubone haiba akiniti, Matthew 28.
In the name. Not in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. That's the way a triune preacher baptizes. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. That's not even in the Bible.
Kalivizo. Isingi kalivizo la ndate, kalivizo la mwana. Cholo kona mwako lobele zanga mkutiazi watu melo ya bali mbabalalu. Kalivizo la ndate, ni kalivizo la mwana, ni kalivizo la mwana. Okay, nile. Zeo mane halio ni haiba mwabibele.
Then in the name, you said, well, then in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then there's a certain name there. Well, is Father a name? How many knows that Father's not a name? Father's a title. Son's not a name. How many know Son's not a name?
Mi nikali vizo. Mubulezi kuli, kihande, mikipeto nikali vizo landate. Mwana, ni moya oke nile. Kona kuli, kuna nili vizo la kulifo. Kihande. Kana ndati kilibizo nji, kibabaka ibabazi bakuli, ndati hakilibizo. Ndati kililumbatina, mwana hakilibizo, kibabaka ibabazi bakuli, mwana hakilibizo.
How many fathers is in here? Raise your hand. How many sons is in here? Raise your hand. So which one your name son? Which one your name father? Or Holy Ghost is not a name. Holy Ghost is what it is.
Kuna ni, bonda tebabaka imuhalimo, munanule mazo wamina, kihande, kimangi wamina ya bizo kuli mwana, kima iwami na yabizo kulindate, kurukile, moya oke nile hakilibizo, moya oke nile, kona seo lisona.
How many humans is in here? Raise your hand. See? There you are. The Holy Ghost is what it is. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, neither one of them are names. There's no name to it. Well, then, if he said baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we better go back and find out who Father, Son, Holy Ghost is.
Kuna niba tubabakai muhalimo, munamle mazo amina, mwabona, kifoye chwale. Mwaya oke nile kwa naseo lisona, ndate mwana ni mwaya oke nile, hakuna ni leli ngwi la zeo leli lili vizo. Hakuna li vizo fate ngifo. Kihande, hea iba, na abulezi kuli, mkolo veze kali vizo ndate mwana ni mwaya oke nile, kihande lukute kwa mulao, lubati sekuli ndate kiufi, mwana ni mwaya oke nile chwalo.
Let's turn back to the first chapter of Matthew then, see who this fellow was that was supposed to baptize in what name. And we start out now with Matthew, the first chapter, and the 18th verse. Read closely, all of you.
Alukutileni mwaka uhanyo ya wani ya Mateo kanti, luwene kuli, mutangana yo kimangi, kuliruiko lisuse kukoloveza kalibizo leo. Milukale lechwale mwa Mateo ka uhanyo ya wani, nitimana 18, muvale katokomelo, ka ufilamina.
Now, you would ask the question, I want to give a little illustration here. Now, I'm going to put three things here, so that you'll understand clearly. Make illustrations. These Bibles and books to make illustrations.
Chole wena abuze puzo ye, niwata kufa, sakubo ni sakulofa. Chole nikaviali kazete alufa, kulimutu sehande, kweza zemu kona kuiponela. Onali bibele, nilibukaze, kuli nimibonselika.
All right. Now I want you to watch me closely, and each one follow me now. Now, this here is God the Father. This here is God the Son. This here is God the Holy Ghost. Now, how many understand?
Kulukile, nivata kuli munitali misisi handi. Mimangi ni mangi, munilatile chwale. Chwale, yofa kimuli mundate. Yofa kimuli mumwana. Yofa kimuli mumwaya oke nile. Chwale, kibabaka ibaba utwisi saa.
You say that to me. Who's this down here? Holy Ghost. Who's this over here? Who's this here? That's where a Trinitarian believes that. See? That makes us heathens just as raw as they can be.
Mungule weka kunilika nisa. Yofa akimangi, moya oke nile. Yofa akimangi, yofa akimangi. Chwale chwalo, kona mwaba lumele la batu melo ya wali mbaba lalu. Mwabona, seo silueza kubaba hedeni, kamosi kona fila kubela.
The Jew, that's reason... You can't do nothing with a Jew. He said, you can't chop God in three pieces and give him to a Jew. But certainly not. You can't me either. No, sir. He's one God. It's exactly. Not three gods. Now, notice how simple it is.
Mujuda kikawa kaleo, akusina semuko na kweza ni mujuda. Na ize, amuko ni kupumamulimu, mwali embaze talu, ni kumufaku mujuda. Kono, vatili, akuko na hali, ni na amuko ni kunyeza cholo. Mwabona, vatili shaa. Kiali mungu wa mulimu. Yeo lulikiniti. Akibali mbaba lalu. Chwale, mulemu he wino. Wino, wino mosi vezi. Sesi bunolo.
Now we're going to find out. Now, who is, this is who? Stop, speak out now. God the Son. Is that right? This is the Son. Well then, his Father is God. Is that right? How many believes that his Father is God? Raise up your hands. How many believes that God is the Father of Jesus Christ? All right.
Moluka afumane alikazeu. Chwale yo ali. Yoki anamangi. Baba ngwe amuti se kwa manzu chwale, mulimu mwana. Kana kuchwalo, yofa kimwana. Kihande, minda tae kimulimu. Kana kichwalo, kibabaka iwalume akuli, nda tae kimulimu. Munanule mazo amina, kibabaka iwalume akuli, mulimu kinda tae Jesu Kriste. Kulukile.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Now we're going back to find out who Father, Son, Holy Ghost is that Matthew said baptized in the name. See? The name, not names now, because it can't be names. Because there's no name there.
Chwale kupepo kwa Jesu Kriste kutaile kamu kwa uo. Chwale luka kutela mamu lao, lufumane kuli ndatae kiufi. Mwana ni mwaya oke nile kuli, kiufi. Kiena Mateo, yena bule akuli, mbako loveze, kalibizo la, mwabona, kilibizo. Isingi mabizo chwale, kakuli akuko ni kupa mabizo, kakuli akunalibizo fate ngifo.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ is on this wise when his mother Mary was espoused of Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with a child of God the Father. Does the Bible say that? What does the Bible say? She was found with a child of the Holy Ghost.
Chole kupepo kwa Jesu Kriste kutaile kamu kwa uo. Mi Maria Mahe na abelelizwe ku Josepha, basikati akali amoho. Afu manokuli unani mwana wa mulimu ndate. kana bibere ibulachwalo kana bibere ibulachwani afumanwa kuli unani mwana wa moyo wake nile.
Then which one of these is his father? Now the Bible said that this is his father, and Jesus said that this was his father. Now which one is his father? Now if you had two fathers, now what about it? If you had two fathers, he's the illegitimate child.
Kona kuli kiufi wabona yali ndatahe. Chole bibere bulezi kuli yo kiena ndatahe. Mijos na bulezi kuli yo niliena ndatahe. Chole kiufika anti ndatahe. Chole haiba nana ni wenda tae baweli. Chole kuchwa nikaseo. Haiba nana ni wenda tae baweli. Kimwana umabu chwa nikanti.
Now let's just read on a little further. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not willingly to make her public example, but was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not taking thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the...
Chole haluba le ninyana fapili. Chole Josepha muna hae, kakuba muna alukile, na asa alati kumuswabisa kubabangata, kono au pula kumulisa la kwatuko. Kono asa na kengela falitabaze, amu buone lingelo la mule na la mutai la matolo. Lali, Josepha wene mwana Davida. Sisavi kuikungela Maria msala hao. Kakulisai tuwezi kisao?
The what? The Holy Ghost? Well, how can the Father be his Father and the Holy Ghost be his Father at the same time? Now, he had two fathers then, if that be right. No, sir. The Holy Ghost is God.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is God. So God and the Holy Ghost is the same self person. Or he had two fathers.
Sasa kama ni, moya oke nile. Kihandi, chole ndate ukona kubachua ndatahe. Ni moya oke nile abe ndatahe, kana kweswana. Chole nana ni wenda tahe wawe likanti. Aya banji kuchwalo, vatilisha. Moya oke nile kimulimu. Moya oke nile kimulimu. Kacholo moya oke nile kie na mutu yasu wana tenyene. Kamba, nana ni wenda tahe wawe li.
See, we find out who John and Mary is after a while. All right. We find out whether Peter was, Matthew was trying to contradict one another or not. See if the scripture contradicts itself. It's a lack of spiritual understanding. That's right.
Mwabona, lufumane kuli John ni Mary ni libafi. Kasama la onyana, kulukile. Lufumane haiba Petrus ni Mateo. Nebali ikaku ikanani sailibu ona kambane. Lufumane haiba Mangolo ai ikanani sailibu ona. Kikuto kwa kutuiso ya moya, yeo kiniti.
But while he thought on these, I got that one, the 20th verse, not 21st. And she shall bring forth a son, this person, which was of these one person, God, and thou shalt call his name. What? For he shall save his people from their sins.
Kono hana sa kengela falita bazeo, nivale kaleo, timana 20, chwale ya 21. Miuka pepa mwanamu shimani, mutu yo, yanali wabona. Mutu alimumu, mulimu. Miuka mubeali vizola, sikamanyi. Kakuli uka pilisa sichaba sahae, kwa alibiza sona.
This was all done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth the son and they shall call his name Emmanuel. By interpretation, God with us.
Zeka ufela nileza halile kuli kutalelezwe. Sesi vulezu kimule na kamu profita hali. Amu vone mwalanja uka itwala. Miuka pepa mwanamu shimani. Miwaka mbiali vizola Emmanuele. Hali tialuswa kikuli. Mulimu unaniluna.
So who was John and Mary lived happy ever after? Who was the one that said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Who was the Father, the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Kacholo, John ni Mary. Neliba afibene vapilile katabu kasamulao. Kimangiana bulezi kuli muye chwale mulutema chabaka ufila mbako lobeza kalibizo la ndate mwana nila mwe oke nile. Ndate ne limangi. Libizo la ndate mwana mwe oke nile.
Certainly it was. Sure. No contradiction to that. Not a bit. It just straightens the scripture out. He was the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God was Emmanuel dwelling with us, tabernacling in a body called Jesus.
Kini tineliena. Luli, akuna kukanani sana nisona. Hakuna ni hanyani, siyoto lafila hande mangolo, na alie nandate mwana ni mwaya okenile, mulimu nali Emmanuele ya pila kuluna, inza ya hile mambili obizwa Jesu.
Now, the oneness teaching of the oneness church, I certainly disagree with them, thinking that Jesus is one like your fingers one. He had to have a father. If he didn't, how could it be his own father? And if his father was a man, like the Trinitarian says, then he was born to illegitimate birth with two fathers. So you see, you're both wrong by arguing. See?
Chole, bona ba wanesi, ba aluta keleke, ya ba keleke ya wanesi. Aniru menani nzeo, kuna anakuli Jesu ki alimumu, sina munu anawamina hauli ulimumu. Na anani kupa nindati, kambe na asina ndati, kuna kuli, na akaba chua nindatae, wahaya nosi. Ni hae ba ndatae, nilimutu sina, ba tutu ya ba alimubaba lalo mwa ivorela. Kuna kuli, na apepilo alimuana wa mwabu nyazi, ni wenda tae ba oveli, kacholo mwabona, mwafosa sibeli samina, kakukanana, mwabona.
But the truth of it is that both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is one personality. God dwelling in a tabernacle, a flesh to take sin from the world. That's exactly right. God with us.
Kononi tiata nikikuli, kulisiveli sanda temu ananimu ya oke nile, kibu utuwa mutu alimungwi. Ya pila muata benakele anama, kuli atakule sibi salifasi. Ye oke nitiluli, mulimu unaniluna.
Now, therefore, when Matthew 28:19, now you search the scriptures. And when you can find more one person in the Bible, now think of it, now don't let this pass over you, where one person in the Bible was ever baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, come back to me and tell me that I'm a hypocrite, and I'll put a sign on my back and walk through the city.
Chwale, kabaka leo fani Matthew 28:19. Chwale mubale mangolo, miyamu kuna kufumana mutu alimu mwabibele. Chole munane kazona, chole litabaze, lisike zami fitafatoho, kwa mutu alimungwi, mwabibele akili akolobezo, wakalibizo landate, nilamu wana, nilamu ya oke nile, mutae kuna, munibule kuli, ni muipi, minika abiasi supofamu kukutuwaka, ni kuzama mwati ulopoka ufila.
It's not in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, but every person in the Bible was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, wait a minute, preacher, what about John? He didn't baptize in any name at all. All right, we find out what happened.
Haliyo mwamangolo, uzwa kwa genese kuisa kwa sinulo. Kono mutu kwa ufila mwabibele na kolobelizo kalibizo la Jesu Kristi. Muli, libele famu zuzu mkutazi, kuchwa ngihe kajwani, na asika kolobeza kalibizo lifika ufila. Kulukile, lufumani sineseza halile.
Let's turn over to the Acts, the 19th chapter. That's where we find John's disciples. Every person was all baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. On up now till we find this group over here. Acts, the 19th chapter. Let's begin the reading now. And we find John's disciples.
Halo hapo leni mwalikezo kawahanywa 19. Mwani kuwa na molufu maneba ulitiko bajwani. Mutu kawafila na kolobelizwe kalibizo la Jesu Kristi. Kuta chola ukufitela lufu manasi kwata. Se, niyo nafa. Likezo kawahanywa 19.
And it came to pass while Apollo, which was a lawyer converted, was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, he finds certain disciples. They were followers of Jesus. If you just noticed the previous chapter before there, they were having such a great time till they were shouting and rejoicing. How many knows that truth?
Mi kwaeza lakuli, Apollosi, yana alimui tuti wa mulao, kasamula wakubaka, ana asa limwa Korinte. Paulus amano pazula mana alumbile akwa Efese. Afu mana baluti wababa ngui. Nebali bala teleji ba Jesu. Aiba mule muafela kawaha nye felile. Famula onye anafo. Nebana nina kweyate abokuli mane. Vahu huwaka nikunya kalala. Kibabaka yabazi bakuli yeo kiniti.
And Aquila and Priscilla was attending the meeting and Paul and Silas was beaten in stripes and put into jail. Is that right? And they come over here and found Aquila and Priscilla, and they were having a revival up there by a Baptist preacher by the name of Apollo, who was proving by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Now, Paul finds him.
Me Aquila ni Priscilla ne valiteng mamkopano. Me Paulus ni Silasi ne vashapilwe ni kutubula li Apollo ni kubeiwa matolongo kana kucholo. Me bazula kwani bafumana Aquila ni Priscilla. Me ne vana ni ancha fazo kwani ni mukutazi wa Baptist wali vizola Apollos. Yana asuli kubonisa kama ngolo kuli Jesu nelie na Kristi. Chole Paulusi wa mkatana.
Paul having passed through the course of this find certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now you dear Baptist friend, if that don't knock the props out from under your theology. when you said you received the Holy Ghost when you believed. But Paul wanted to ask these Baptists, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Paulus yasa afitile kwa libaka zero mbile za Efese. Afumana baluti wa babangwe, mi ali kubona. Kikuli mwa mwezi mwa ya oke nile kuzwa hamulumela. Chwewe na mulika niyomu ndi wa Baptisti. Haiba seo asilovi kwa teni ma mahutu ali tuto za bula pili kwa mina. Kona kuli mbule akuli, mwa mwezi mwa ya oke nile hamulumela. Kono Paulusi na abatea kubuza wa Baptisti bani kuli. Kikuli mwa mwezi mwa ya oke nile kuzwa hamulumela.
Now watch what they said. And they said unto him, we know where there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what? Now if you want to get the Greek lesson here, he'll show you, unto how was you baptized? Unto what was you baptized? And they said unto him, unto John, back here. John baptized us.
Chole mutali melesene babulezi. Mi bali kuyena. Lwaziba kamba, kunani moya oke nile. Mi ali kubona. Kiechwa nchwale. Aiba muba takuunga buka ya litaluso za manzu ya sigiri kefa. Ika mibonisa. Nemukolovelizwe kamu kwa ochwani. Neli kaifi yene mukolovelizwe kayona. Mibali kuyena. Mwata sa joani kwa mulao kafo. Ki joani yana lukolovelize.
I want to ask if you had that baptism. Would you be satisfied with it? The same man that walked Jesus out in the river and baptized Jesus Christ, that same man had baptized these people. That's a pretty good baptism. Not sprinkling, not pouring, but immersing in the old muddy Jordan at the same place Jesus is baptized. Think of that.
Chole ni wata kubuza. Ai wamu vile nikolobezo yeo. Nemukaye kutuwa kulikana kayo na. Yena mune aswa na yena azu size Jesu. Manuka. Nikukolobeza Jesu Kriste. Yena mune aswa na kia nana kolobeze ona batubani. Yeo kikolobezo ye ndeluli. Isi nkufafaleza. Isi nkusela. Kono kunu elisa mwa Jordani. Yasileze fasiva kasiswana. Sana kolobelizwe kusona Jesu. Munane kazeo.
Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we don't want to be any Holy Ghost. He said, how was you baptized? They said, we've been baptized. How was you baptized? Unto John.
Paulus yali, kikuli mwa mwezi mwa yaoke nile. Haisamba mulumela. Va, ki, valao bali. Luaziba kamba, kuna ni mwa yaoke nile. Mi ali, nemu kolobelizwe chwani. Sibali, lukolobelizwe. Nemu kolobelizwe chwani. Kujwani.
Now watch what Paul said. Not sure. And he said to them, were you unto John? And then said Paul, John barely baptized unto repentance, saying unto the people, they should believe on him as come after that is on Jesus Christ.
Chwale ya mutalime, sana abulezi Paulusi. Mutalime lefa. Miki ali kubona. Kana nemu kujwani miba, michwale Paulusi ali. Kini iti juwani ukolobelize kakolobe ya kubaka inzabule ya batu. Kulivalu mele kuyana amutaha mamulao. Yoki Jesu Kriste.
See, John only baptized unto repentance. But the water baptism in Jesus' name is for the remission of sins. Amen. The atonement wasn't made then. Sins cannot be remitted. Now, it was just the answering of a conscience like under the law. Luke 16:16 said the law and prophets were until John. Since then the kingdom's been preached.
Mwabona, Johnny ukolobelize fiela kwa kubaka. Kono ukolobezo wa mezi kalibizo la Jesu, kiaswa lelo ya livi. Sitawe losa livi, nesisikate ale kwa kale. Livi nelisata kulwi. Chwale, nelifela kalabu ya lizwalo, sinamata sa mulao. Luka 16:16 ili. Mulao ni waporofita ni walitengi kufitela kujoani. Kuzwa fo, kubule walita bazamu buso.
Now what? And what? And Paul said on, now what? Have you received a fifth verse? And when they heard this, they were baptized again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Chwale hamutalime. Mi, mutalime. Mi Paulusi ali hamu. Chwale hamutalime. Kikuli, mwamuhezi, timana ya 5:5. Mi basi na utwali tabaze, wakolwezo hape. Kali vizo la Jesu Kristi.
That right? Then these people, the people in Acts 2 were baptized in Jesus' name. The Jews was baptized in Jesus' name. The Gentiles was baptized in Jesus' name. And every person in the entire Bible was baptized in Jesus' name.
Kichwalo nji, kona kulisichabase, sichabasa samwali kezo tu, nesikolobelizwe kalibizo la Jesu. Mima Juda bakolobezwa kalibizo la Jesu. Bamachaba bakolobezwa kalibizo la Jesu. Mimutu kaufela mwavile kaufela, na kolobelizwe kalibizo la Jesu.
Now find one one place than anybody else has ever baptized any other way. And I'll go right back here and show you where the Catholic Church admits it and say that you bow to it.
Chwala mufumane siva kasifika ufela. Koku nani mutu ya kila kolbezo wakanzi laisi lika ufela. Kipeto nika kutaka pili kwa mulao. Faa nimipo onise, foi ilumele za kereke ya katolika, nikubula akuli muipea kuzona.
And said there might be some Protestants saved because they have a few of the Catholic doctrines, such as the baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that the Holy Catholic Church has the right to change that solemnity from the name of Jesus to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and a Protestant church admits it. This one don't. I stay with the Bible. I believe the Bible.
Nikubula akuli, luako naku baba ipanguli baba ngui. Baba kapiliswa kakuli, bana nilituto ze likani za bakatolika. Ze chole kakolobezo kalibizo landa te mwananimo yao kenile. Kulikeleke ye kenile ya katolika, ina nitukelo ya kuchincha mata alibizo la jesulani. Kubandate mwana nimo yao kenile. Nibakeleke ya baipanguli, valu mela cholo. Ye kwa tengi musike, nipila nivivele, nilumela vivele.
You say, Brother Bram, you commission people to be baptized over? Absolutely. Paul did here. Now watch. Let's get to Galatians 1:8 and find out what Paul said. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed.
Muli muzole Branham, kana ulaela kulisichaba sikolobezo hape. Kiniti, Paulus naize cholfa. Chole amu talime alu ngeni yani ya Magalata 1:8. Milufumane sana bulezi Paulus. Nihane ikaba luna, kambali ngero elezu wakwali halimu. Halika kutaza evangelisi likumina, yo abe anatema.
There you are. If we are an angel, and Paul, the same man, commissioned the people to be baptized over again, that had a lot better baptism than what you have had, my brother. Called John the Baptist was Jesus' own cousin, second cousin, baptized his own cousin in the river of Jordan, and turned right around and baptized John's disciples.
Kifoe chwale, ayewaluna kambalingeloi, mipa ulusie namuna yaswana, yana ala ezisi chabakulisi, kolobezo happy. Yana nani kolobezo ye nde kufita yemu nani muzwale waka. Kakuli juwani mkolobezi, nelimuulwa na Jesu, luli wa muzwale. Muzwale wa uberi, akolobeza muulwa na hae, mwanuka ya Jordan. Mi afetua ni kukolobeza baluti wa bajuwani.
And Jesus said, that won't work. Or Paul said it. And commissioned to be baptized over again in the name of Jesus Christ before they could receive the Holy Ghost. After they've been shouting and praising God and having a big time. Having a great revival. And proven by the Bible with their theology that Jesus was the Christ. How many know that's the scripture, that 18th chapter? Certainly it is. Amen. There you are. So there's no question to it.
Mi Jesu ali, zeo halina kubeleka, kamba Paulusi, ali bulela. Mi abalaila kuliba kolobezwe, sincha kalibizo la Jesu Kriste, basika muhela kalimu ya oke nile. Kasamula wakuhua nikulumbe kamulimu, nikuba nina kuende. Nebana ninako ya nchafazo ye tuna nikuwa nisa cholo, kabibele, kabula pili wabona, kuli Jesu kena Kriste. Kibabaka ibabazi bakuli, au kona mangolo. Mwaka uhanywa 18, kini inti kuona, kifoe chwale. Kona kuli, akuna puzo kuyona.
Now let me give you a little keynote. Now he never went out of the order, but in Luke, Matthew, the 16th chapter, Jesus, when he come down off the mount, he says, who do man say I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you're Elijah, some say you're the prophets, and some say you're this, that.
Chwale, alu wanengi, Nimi feze buto kwa zelikani. Chole nasikalo wa mulao. Kono mwa Luka, Mateo kahua mnya 16. Jesu, haba tuluka falirundu kihali. Kana batu valiki na mangi na ninimwa na mutu. Baba ngivali kiwe na Elia. Mibaba ngivali kiwe na mprofita. Mibaba ngivali kiwe na se, sani.
He said, but who do you say? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. What? Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, the son of Jonas. Flesh and blood never reveal this to you. Amen.
Mi ali, kono mina muli kina mangi. Ali, kiwe na Kriste mwana muli mwapila. Mutalime. Ufuyozu we na Simoni, ba Jonas, mwana Jonasi. Na mani mali, alisika kupatulu ya se. Amen.
See, it has to come spiritual revelation. Flesh and blood never told Abel that he was wrong. Cain that he was wrong. Never told Abel that Cain was wrong. But it was a revelation that Abel had. It was blood. We're coming to that question in a few minutes.
Mwabona, sita ili fasi nulo ya moya. Na manimali nilisika kubulela abele kuli nafosize. Kaine kuli nafosize. Na sika kubulela abele kuli kaine nafosize. Kono nilisi nulo, yana abele niona abele. Nelifela mali, luata mwapuzo yeo. mwami zuzuye likani yete tama.
It was blood, not fruits that took us from the Garden of Eden. It was blood. And Abel, by spiritual revelation, was revealed of God that it was blood, and he, by faith, Hebrews 11:1 says, he offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which God accepted his sacrifice. There you are. See, he offered it by faith, by revelation.
Nelimali, isinyimiselo, yeneluzusize mwasimwe edeni. Nelimali, mi avele kasinulo ya moya, na patulezu kimunimukuli, nelimali. Miena katumelo maevelu 11:1 ili afa kumulimu sitavelo sesi katere ya kufita saka ine mane mulimu amwela sitavelo sahai kifoe chwale mwabona asifa katumelo kasinulo.
Now watch, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, come over to the Lord Jesus, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you, and upon this rock the revelation of Jesus Christ, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell can't prevail against it. That's what he said. Spiritual rest.
Chwale ya mutalime. Na mani mali alisika patulu la seo kuwena. Kuzivisi saza butungi wamule na Jesu. Kono kia nandate. Ya mwali halimu ya kupatulezi seo. Mifali mwali chwele ilisi nuluwa Jesu Kristi. Fali mwali chwele nika yaha keleke yaka. Nimi nyako ya baba shule haina kuikoma. Seo kona sana abulezi. Sinula moya.
And I say that you're Peter. And I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever, because you've got a spiritual open channel between here and heaven. Flesh and blood, you never took a seminary. You never took a schooling. You never took a course of theology. But you depended on God, and God revealed it to you. And it's absolutely the clear scriptures that tie it together.
Minili, kiwe na Petrosi. Minika kufali noto za mubuso. Mika ufela. Kaguli, unani? Munya kwa moya, muhalimo, nilihalimu. Na mani mali, walikuwa ukene mamuko panu wabula peli. Walikuwa ukene kwa skolo. Walikuwa ungeli, li tuto za wabula peli. Kono witi ingile kumulimu. Miki mulimu ya lipatuluzi kuwena. Mika niti kima ngolo. Hai nzipatalaza, aswalana hamo kuona.
I say you're Peter. That's right, and I'll give to you the keys, and what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. What you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven.
Nilikiwa na Petrosi, yoki niti. Mini kakufali notolo, misoka tama mwali fasi, nikasi tama mwali halimu. Soka tamulo mwali fasi, nikasi tamulo mwali halimu.
And Peter was the spokesman on the day of Pentecost when they were all scared to speak. He spoke up and said, ye men of Judea and you that dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and hearken to my words. These are not drunk as you suppose, since they're out of the day, but this is that which spoke with the prophet John.
Mi Petrosi nilimu buleli kaliza za Pentecosta. Kao filabuo na hane basa wakubulela, yena avule ya miali. Minaba ana wa Judea, nimi na baba tibelezi ma Jerusalema. Taba ye izibi wekimina, mimu utuwe mazwaka. Vatuba, havasika akolwa sinamamu hupulela. Kakulisa lihola ya bula alu, mamu siali. Konose, kisene sivulezu kimu profita Joele.
Come to pass my days, says God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and upon my handmaids and maid servants, while I pour out of my spirit.
Kukae zara kulimamaza zi ama felelezo, kubulela mulimu. Nika asulula mwaya wa kafali mwali bupi waka ufila. Vana vami na baba shimani ni baba sizana waka profita. Mibate anga waka baba sali ni mute angaka. Nika asulula mwaya waka.
I'll show signs in the heavens above and in the earth below and pillars of smoke and vapor. It shall come to pass before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There you are. Yeah. Oh my.
Minika wensali supo mwali halimu ni mwali fasi. Fafasi. Mimalu amusi nimbundu, likae zala kusikata akale liza zile tuna la mulena. Kulikao ufela ya kabiza falibizo la mulena ukapiliswa. Kifoe chwale, oh mawi.
Let me freely speak unto you the patriarch David, he said. He's both dead and buried in his suppers with us unto this day. Therefore being a prophet, he so foresaw him at his right hand, I will not be moved more. My flesh shall rest in hope, because will not leave my soul in hell, neither suffer the Holy One to see corruption.
Alubwane nibulele kumina, kakulukulu wakazamu pati reka Davida. Miali, yasa shule mane upumbe kire, mane libitala hae linzi niluna kufitanika chenu. Kawa kaleo, kakuwa mpolofita abona, na mbuwoni kwa lizola hae labulio, miha ninaku zikinyeha, kono hemu vili waka ukapumula mwasepo, kakuli hanaku siya moyo waka mwasipa kasababa shule, ni haiba kutuwela yake nile wahao kubona kubola.
And David is both dead, he said, and buried, and he suffers with us this day, but being a prophet, he foresaw the coming of the just one who God has made both Lord and Christ. Oh my, there's your scriptures, there's the thing, that's it.
mili Davida sa shwile mi ali upumbe kilwe mili bitala haye linzi nilu nanika chenu kono kakuba mprofita abona kuta kwa yalu kile yo mulimu weze mule nani kreste ho mawi kiyao mangolo amina kiyao nto ya tengi kichona
now we find out here then that the correct way and the real way and only way that was ever ordained and Peter had the keys and on the day when he preached they said now watch here's the first church
chwale lufumana chwana fo kulinzira yelu kile ninzira ya niti mi ilinzira fela inosi yelu kisizwe mi Petros na nani ili notolo mi kaliza zilana kutalize babu ya kuli chwale amutali mele kiefa kileke apili
you Catholics listen to this. You Camelites, listen to this. You Baptists and Methodists, listen to this. You Pentecostals, listen to this. Church of God, Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness, listen to this.
Minama Katolika, amuteleze kuse. Minama Campbellite, amuteleze kuse. Minama Baptist, ni Methodist, muteleze kuse. Ni minama Pentecostal, muteleze kuse. Church of God, Van Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, muteleze kuse.
Peter had the keys. And he had the authority. Or Jesus lied. And it's impossible for him to lie. Two immutable things, it's impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
He had the keys.
Petros nana nili notolo. Minana ni mata, kamba Jesu na abulezi buhata he. Mea kukona alikuli abulezi buhata. Lita bazepe lizesa akoniku chincha. Akukona alikuli mulimu abulezi buhata. Nana nili notolo.
Jesus gave him the keys. When he rose on the third day like that, he had the keys of death and hell, but not the keys of the kingdom. Peter had them. It's exactly right.
Kijesu ya namu fileli notolo. Ana azwileka, kaliza zilavula alo na cholo. Na ana nili notolo zalifu ni zali hele. Kono esi nili notolo za mubuso, ki Petrosi ya ana alisweli. Luli, kicho nao na cholo.
And I watched Peter, you got the keys hanging on your sign, and you're preaching, the question comes, the first converts of the new church, the early Christian church, now Catholic, now Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, are you on new church doctrine? Find out if you are.
Michwale ya mubwone, Petrosi, unanili notolo zele pela falu kandelo hao. Mi usole wa kutaza, puzo ya ataha. Baba fetu hile, vapili, vakileke encha. Kileke ya makale wa si kreste. Chole Katolika, chole Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, kana mwizi mwatuto ya kileke encha. Mubwone haiba mnani.
Many brethren, what can we do? Peter stood up and said, repent every one of you. Look out, boy, the way you place those keys here, Christ will place in heaven. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how you get into this. For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mizwale niba na Yesu. Luka za skamangi. Petros aye mami ali. Muvake, mutu ni mutu wa kumina. Tokomera mushimani. Mowe lali notolo zeo fo. Kreste ukali vea mwali halimu. Muvake, mutu ni mutu wa kumina. Mimu kolovezwe kalibizo la Jesu Kreste. Cholo kona, momu kenea mwatengi. Moka swalelo ya libi zamina, mimu kamu hila mpoemo ya oke nile.
The keys went click here, it went click there. That's the reason John's disciples had to come and be rebaptized again in the name of Jesus Christ before they could go into heaven and get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He kept his word. So don't confuse you now, does it? See? Certainly, Matthew 28:19 was titles, not names.
Linotolo zake na mizalila kweche. Fa, miselipotoloa kweche, mwatengi. Kikawa kaleo baluti wabajwani, ane batilo kolobezo sincha hape, kali vizola Jesu Kristi, vasika ya kale kwali halimu. Amu helemu ya oke nile, abuluka manzu ya hae, kulilisi kezami liangani sachwale, njichwani, mwabona, kiniti, Mateo 28:19, neli marumbatina, isi ngili vizo.
All right, how much more time we got? Can we have 15 minimum minutes to answer a couple more questions real quick, can we? All right, we'll hurry right quick. I got two down here at the bottom. I wanted to get quickly joined right in with this. If I could, then I'd get the rest of them Sunday morning.
Kulukile, lunanina kwe kumakai. Kana lwako na kuba ni mizuzu yeli shumi. Nye ketale zoe ya kuwa laba ze mwifating. Zali puzo kapili luli. Lueze cholo. Kulukile, luka kufa kapili. Nina nzepe likuwa tasi. Neni bataku ya kapili. Ni kenye mwate niye. Haba nikona. Mini kaanga ze siyezi la sunda kakusasana.
Was Cain an offspring of the serpent? This is a good one. If so, why did Eve not conceive until after Adam knew her?
Kana kaine, nalimwana no hanji. ye kiende. Haiba kuchwalo, kingi Eva hana sika itwala konjika samula wa Adama amuziva.
The same, next question, same way. Was it a literal tree from which Eve ate the fruit, she saw that it was good for food?
Yaswana, puzo itatama yaswana. Kana neli, kota alikota sina zeru ziva, yana achile kuyona Eva muselo. Na avonikuli, neli yende haichiwa.
All right, brother, sister, whoever it was, let's go back into Genesis and find out something here. Let's go to Genesis 3 and 8, if you will. All right, and listen real close now.
Kulukile muzo aleke zeli, kamba kima nkau fela, alu kutile ngima genese, nikuma nantu ye mifa. Alu inkuwa genese 3:8, haiba mwalata. Kulukile, miamu teleze kato kumelo chwale.
Now, I'll bring the story up. It's all pure and holy. There was no sin or no defilement. Now, I'll get this first question first. The tree in the light, the middle of the garden, in the midst of the tree was the woman. Now, I'll prove that to you by the scriptures, if you just be patient a few minutes. We'll get first whether she conceived before she knew Adam or not. For, listen.
Chwale ni katisalikande. Kaofi razona, nilizelu kile, mizeke nile. Nekusinasi vika mba kusilafala. Chwale ni kafitafa, zamina, puzo ya mina ya pili. Ya kota ya mwabu pilo. Ya muhalasi muhala kota. Kota neli musali. Chole nikawonisa seo kumina. Kama ngolo haiba muka iketa fela. Mwamizu vye likani. Luka afita pili haiba nali. Kamba nai tuwezi. Asika zibanakale ni Adama. Kamba ne. Kamba neli kakuitahanela. Amutelezi.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. And in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said, Where art thou?
Mibau tuwali nzulamule na mulimu inza azama ya mwasimu. Mineli mwana kuyamanzi wana, mi Adama ni musala hae vai pata fapira mule na mulimu, muhala likote azama mwasimu. Mimule na aviza Adama, mi ali, ukai.
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. Now he didn't know that the day before. Something had happened. Something revealed to him that he was naked. And I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou were naked? Has thou eaten of the tree?
Miki hali ni utuleli nzula hau mwasimu. Mina asaba. Kakulini nzima punu. Chole, nasa azibi chwalo lizazila kwa mula uwa fale. Nto ye ngwi, neyeza halile. Sesi ngwi sapa tulula kwe nakuli, nalima punu. Minai pata, mikihali. Kimangi yao kuzibisize kuli umapunu. Kana uchile kwa kota.
Eaten of the tree, make him realize he was naked. As I've often said, this is no joke, I don't mean it for a joke. But if eating apples caused women to realize they're naked, we better pass the apples again. It wasn't a tree, an apple to eat. It was sexually. Watch.
Uchile kwa kota, yene mule musizekuli, nalima punu. Sina hani vile nivule langa. Le hakilishiha, anita alusisi nalishiha. Kono haiba kuchama apule, nekule musize musalikuli, umapunu. Ki hande lukale kufa maapule hape. Mwabona, nesi mapunu, nesi kota, ya apule yene bachile. Nelibu ozwa.
Has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman who thou givest me to be with me, she gave me the tree. And I did eat.
Amutalime, kana mchile kwa kota, yeni mila ezi kulimusike mwaicha. Mimuna ali, yena musaliyo nifile, kuliapile nina. Kiyena ya nifile, kwa kota, Mini chile.
And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me. Huh? The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. long time before she'd conceived. See, by Adam. Adam knew her, and she conceived and brought forth Abel.
Mimule na ali kumusali. Kisi kama inso ezize, mimusali ali, Noha kone nishe maetite. Ha? Noha nishe maetite, minacha. Kale kale asika itwala kale, mwabona, ka Adama. Adama amuziva, mi a itwala nikupepa, mi apepa abele.
But I want to ask you just from a literal standpoint. Now to prove to you that she was the tree, every woman is a fruit tree. How many know that? Aren't you the fruit of your mother? Certainly you are. And in the midst of the fruit, in the midst of the tree, the fruit that she did not touch.
Kononi matakumibuza, kuzwafiela kwa mutalimelo ozi bahara. Chole, kwa kumibu nisakuli musali nelie nakota. Musali kaofela kimuselo wakota. Kibabaka bibazi bacholo. Kana hamu miselo ya mami na. Kini iti mumiselo. Mimohala muselo, kamba mohala akota, muselo wanasalu kiri kuswala.
If you notice, wasn't Jesus the tree of life? Didn't he promise over in St. Matthew, or St. John the 6th chapter, I'm the bread of life that come from God out of heaven?
Aiba mukale muha, anili ni Jesu na alikota abupilo. Hanili na asepisize mwani kumungoli, Mateo kamba mungoli juani, kawahonya 6. Kini asin kwa sabupilo. Sisi zule kumulimu kwali halimu.
If a man eats of the woman, and look, through the birth of by the woman, we all die because we're subject to death. Is that right? Through a birth of the woman, through the birth of the man, we all live forever. The woman is a tree of death. The man is a tree of life. For the woman doesn't even bear life in her. That's exactly right.
Aiba muna uchamusali. Mi amutalime, kuyaka kupepo kwa kamusali, kao felalu na lwashwa, kakuliluta mele kushwa, kuchwalo nji. Kuyaka kupepo kwa musali, kuyaka kupepa kwa muna, kao felalu na lupila kuyakwile, musali kikota alifu, muna kikota ya bupilo. Kakuli musali, halu alibu pilo kuyena, yeo lulikiniti.
The life germ comes out of the man. Is it correctly? Goes into the woman, the woman's not but an incubator, and the baby's not connected on the navel cord. Not one speck of the mother's blood's in the baby. Born in her blood, but not one speck in the baby.
Wupilo buzwanga kumuna. Kiniti, ikena kumusali. Nimusali, accessing kwa ndaku bafela sifutumali sosabupilo. Mimbu tutu, hasika swalana kwa ndamu kubufela kihona. Akuna ni haiba kalo ilingwe ya mali amahe. Yeli kumbututu. Upepo mwamali amusali. Kono hakuna ni haiba kalo ilingwe kumbututu.
Go find, read the doctor book or ask your doctor. You'll see. It's not there. No, sir. Not one speck of it at all. She's just the egg, that's all. And the life comes from the man.
Amu yobatisisa. Kamba mubalebu kaya dokota. Kamba kubuza dokota wamina. Mukabona. Halio mwatengi batilisha. Hakuna ni haiba siye mbasilisi mkuyena. Yena ulwala felali, kufelile. Nihayiribu pilovo, bunabuzo kumuna.
That is a beautiful type to show that through the woman, through natural birth, we all have to die because we're dead to begin with. And only through the man Christ Jesus can we live, and there's the two trees in the Garden of Eden. Can't you see it?
Wani kimufuta umunde wakubo nisakuli kamusali, kuyaka kupepo kwa nama, kau felalu na alu na nikushwa. Kakuli lushfile kakukala. Nikonji fela, kamuna yena Jesu Kristo yako na kulupilisa. Mizeo kona likota zepeli mwasi mwe aideni. Kikuli, hamuboni chwalo.
And watch, and in that day there was a cherubim set, a guard this tree, that if they ever tasted that life tree, they would all live forever. How many knows that? That all live forever.
Ni amutalime, ni mwali zazilani, nekuna nikerubimi. Yene eto mirekuli isileleze kota ye. Kuli haiba nebakata muna kwa kote ya bupilo yani. Kau filabuo na nebakata pilaku ya kwile. Kibabaka mawazi bacholo. Kau filabuo na nebakata pilaku ya kwile.
And the first time they could taste it, the angel said we'll guard it, and they put cherubims there with the flaming swords towards the east to guard it. They took it back to the east and guarded that tree, the flaming sword, so they could not get in to get it, this tree. And when Jesus come, he said, I am the bread of life, that a man eats this bread will never die. There's your tree.
Mina kwa ya pili. Yine bakata muna kwa tengi. lingero ine bulezi kuli luka isileleza mibabe alike rubimi kwa tengi nimikwale yeye ka ukamuliro kwane kulaupa wayona nebaishi mbululezi kwa upa nikusileleza koteani kamikwale yeye ka ukamuliro kuli basiki basutira kuyona yona kotaye michwale Yesu hataha abulya kuli kina sinkwa sabupilo kuli mutu haka cha sinkwa si hana kushwa yeo kotami nafo.
There's your woman, there's your sex that brings death just as sure as there's a sexual desire, there's death left by it. And as sure as there's a spiritual birth, there's eternal life left by it. Death comes to the birth of a woman, and life comes to the birth of a man. Amen, there you are.
Kiyo musali wami nafo, kiyo foso yami na yeti salifu. Hai vile fela kuna nita kazo ya foso, kuna nilifu leli siilwe, kiyona. Ni hai vile fela kuna nikupepo kwa moya. Kuna nibupilo wabu safeli, wabu siwa kibona. Lifu litaka kupepa kwa musali, nibupilo wabu taile fela kakupepa kwa muna. Amen. Kifoye chwale.
Now, let's take back the king. Could you tell me where that spirit and that meanness come from? If Cain, look, if Cain was the son of Adam, which was the son of God, where did that evil come from?
Chwale alutali mengi. Kuka ine hapi, mwako na kunibulela kukuzule moya, wani nipiluseta. Haiba kaine, mutalime, haiba kaine nilimuwa na wadama. Yana alimuwa na mulimu. Kuna kulibuma suwe wani, nebuzule kai.
The first thing when he was born, he hated, he was a murderer, he was jealous. And I take the nature of his daddy, the very start in the beginning, Lucifer. And he was, in the beginning, he was jealous of Michael, what started the whole trouble. How many knows that?
Taba pili hana pepilwe. Nana nisitoyo. Nalisi bulai. Nana ni muna. Mechwale. Na swanilefi asi upeo sandatae. Onama kalelo luli asi muloho. Lucifer. Mina alite inku asi muloho. Na utula mikaele muna. Sene si kalile butata kaufila. Kibawaka ibabazi bacholo.
And Cain was the nature of his father, which he was jealous of his brother, and slew him. That pure, that nature could not come out of that pure stream. It had to come out of this perverted stream.
Mika ine na alisi bupeo sandatae, ya na utulamunya na haemuna, ni amu bulaya. Onaku kena kwani, sibupeo sani, nesa ako nikuzwelela kwa lusika lolu kile. Neizule, nana nikuzwa kwa lusika lolu kelu hile.
And notice, Cain, as soon as he was born and then Abel was born after, and then she conceived by Adam, and he knew her, and she brought forth the son Abel, and Abel was a type of Christ. And when Abel was killed, Seth took his place, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in time.
Miyamule muhe, kaine kukalafila hana apepilwe. Mi kasamula wa abele apepua, mi aituala ka adama, mi amuziva, mi apepa mwanamu shimani, yena abele. Mi abele neri mufuta wa Kristi, michwale. Chwale abele hana abulailwe, seta anga siwa kasahai. Lifu kupumbe kwa nizuwa ya Kristi mamufuta.
But now, Cain worshipped all of his carnal works just like the carnal church today. They go to church, they worship. Cain worshipped. He wasn't an infidel, he wasn't a communist. Cain was a believer. He went to God, he built an altar, he done every religious thing that Abel done. But he didn't have the spiritual revelation of the will of God.
Kono chole kaine na alapela, misewezi hae kao fela ya nama, kusona fela sina kereke ya nama kachenu. Vaya kwa kereke, valumbeka, kaine na alapela. Nasi mwana na mwabula peli, nasi wabasu alisano, kaine nelimu lumeli. Na ile kumulimu, aya aletare, na eze sika, sazabula peli kao fela, sana eze abele. Kono nasi nulo ya moya, kaza tatu ya mulimu.
You are, do you see it? He didn't have the spiritual revelation, and that's what's the matter with the church today. And Jesus said he built his church on that spiritual revelation.
Amen.
You get it? Oh my, your eyes come open now. Amen. See, the spiritual revelation.
Kufuyo already vizo la mulena, kifo echwale. Kana mwasibona nji, nasi nula moya. Mivo kona butata, bubu ni mwakileke kachenu. Mi Jesu na abulezi kuli. Ukaya hakeleke ya hae, fasi nulamu ya yani. Mwali utuwa nji? Ho, mawi. Metu wa minako na kukwalu hachwale. Mwabona, sinulamu ya.
Cain come, he built an altar, he worshiped, he brought sacrifice, he knelt down, he praised God, he worshiped God, he done everything religious that Abel done. And God flatly refused him because he didn't have the spiritual revelation.
Kaine ataha ayalitare, na alapela, atisastavelo, akuba mafafasi. Alumba mulimu na alapela mulimu, na ezeli kakao fila zavula peliza na eze abele. Mimulimu amu hanela, kakuli nasinasi nuwe amoya.
Follow that same line of Cain, right down through to the ark, from the ark right up into Israel, from Israel right on into Jesus, and from Jesus right on to this day, and see if that carnal, fundamental church stiff and starch scholarly.
Mulatele munda ndwe oso na wani waka ine. Kushetu muka chualo mane ni kwa areka. Kuzo mwa areka kuyofitia kwa Israele. Kuzo mwa Israele kutofitia ku Jesu. Mikuzo ku Jesu kutaa chualo ni kwa liza zaka chenu. Nikubwona haiba njibu utubwani wakeleke ya milao. Wakuo mela milala ni kutia lipilu kwa bai tuti.
I mean man who have the scriptures, who knows all the doctrine and the theologies, they can explain it boy just like that, but without spiritual revelation. That's right, that's the doctrine of Cain.
Nitalusa bana, baba na nima ngolo, baba ziba tuto kao fela nzabula peli. Kao fela bako naku liktoloka, mushimani, inge fela, cholo, kono kusinasi nilo ya moya. Yeo kiniti, yeo kitutu ya kaine.
The Bible said, woe unto them, because they went the doctrine of Cain, running the arrows of Balaam, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. The same book, Jude, it said, there's predestinated to this condemnation. Certainly they are. See?
Bibele bulezikuli, vumaiki wabona. Kakuli vaile katutu ya kaine, vafitile mwama fosa abalami, mivashwezi mwalitava za butanya wakora. Vuka yesu wana, juda wize, valu kiseluzo sinyeo, wana yeo.
What was Balaam? He was a bishop. He was over all the church. He got up there just as fundamental as he could be. He offered, look at him, stand up there in the celebrity. Stand up there in their great celebrity. And they wasn't infidels, they were believers.
Kwane kukao fila alake leke. Na atileka swane lo fila. Kamila wa yakuya. Kamwana aluke la kubela. Ata isa, mu. Mutalime, haye micholuma, bucha bela wa haye. Na emi kwani mabucha bela wabona wabutuna mine basiba nana mabula peli ne bali balumeli
that tribe of Moab come out of Lot's daughter, Lot's daughter who lived with their father and conceived and brought a child, and that child was sprang the tribe of Moab, and there were a great denomination, great flowery people. And they had princes and kings and celebrities, they had bishops and cardinals and everything.
Haili lusika lwa Moabi, lwa nine luzwile kumwana musiza na walota. Lota na apila, mwana musiza na walota, yana apila ni wenda tahe. Mi aituwala ni kupepa mwana. Mi mwana ya nikie na yazu wezi lusika lwa Moabi. Mine waliko panu yetuna sicha wasisi ndi. Mine wana nivana wabasiza na, nimalena nilichavela, nivana nima bishopu, nima nduna, nilika kaufela.
And here come a bunch of holy rollers up, the other group, Israel. A little old bunch, it was undenominations, interdenominationals. And they done everything there was on the map to be done, bad too. But what it was, they had the spiritual revelation. And God was with them with a pillar of fire.
Mise kutasi kwata sabapikulu iwa wake nile, si kwata sisi mwi Israele. Nili si kwata nyana, sisi sika kopana. Likopanoze kopani. Mi baize li kakao fela zene luki sizo kulibaize, nize masu kakao fela amoho. Kono seo nesilisona. Nebana nisinu ya moya, mimulimu, nali nibona, mwasi tasamulilo.
Oh, I know they had carnal things and people said such a bunch of backwash as that, nothing new but kick them out. But they had the spiritual revelation.
Amen.
And they had a smitten rock, they had a brass serpent, amen. They had a pillar of fire going amen. With them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know you think I'm excited, but I'm not. I just feel good.
Oh, na ziba nivana nilikazana makao fela. Nisichaba sisiri, sikuata sababasi ya lezi mwalitaba sinabani. Hakuna sakweza kwa nda kubalele kila fela. Konobuo nane vana nisinulo ya moya. Mine vana nilichwe, leli natilwe. Nivana ninoa ya kopa. Nivana nisita samulilo, sinasizama nivona. Hallelujah! Niziba kulimu, muna anakuli nitabile. Konoa nisikataba, ni kutuwa fela handi.
Notice, when I think that same God today lives with us.
Amen.
It's still the spiritual revelation of the Amen. Word. Certainly it is.
Praise God.
It's eternally right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Mulemuhe, hanina anikuli yena mulimu ya swana ya nikachenu upirani luna. Isa alisi nilo ya Yesu wana ya linzwi. Kini tikiona. Kielu kile kuyakwile. Kufuyo relibizo la mulena. Nisha.
Amen. There stood him up there, the fundamental, that bunch of Baptists and Presbyterians stood up on the hill and got their bishop out there. And they were just as religious and the same kind of religion. They worshiped the same God.
Kiona emi fali mufani. Wazamila wao sikuata sawa Baptist na Presbyterian. Inge wa emi fali mwalilundu. Mine wana ni bishop wabona kwa tengi. Mine libabula peli ya hulu. Mine bula peli wa mufuta oswa na luli. Nebalape la mulimu ya swana.
They said, look down at that bunch of trash. Well, they don't even have a denomination. They're nothing but a bunch of quacking, squealing, holy rollers. Is that right? Exactly it was.
Nebabula kuli. Amu talimesi kwa tasamanya la lasani. Kinyi, mane abane newa kopanu. Akisika, kono kisi kwa tafela sabapikulu yovake nile, valila tainge tutaha. Totu toli ya kihona. Kana kiniti yeo, kiniti, nevali cholo.
If you don't believe there were holy rollers, take back in Genesis and find out when they crossed and a miracle was performed and Miriam grabbed the tambourine and went on the bank, beat the dancing in the spirit and Moses sung in the spirit.
Haiva mulume likuli, nevali wapikulu yovake nile, mukute ya mwagenese, mimufumane, hane basila, mimakazo ya ezwa, mimiriamu, ano pakambuli, nikuzama falika mbainza aliza, nikuvine la mwamoya, mimushe au pela mwamoya.
That ain't a bunch of what we call free holy rollers, I don't know what is. Singing and jumping and praising. And all the time, the nations hated them. But God was with them. They had this spiritual revelation as following that pillar of fire.
Haiba njisewa akisona siku atasena uviza kulivalukuluhi, bapikuluhi, babake nile, anizivi kulikisika mangi. Kuo pela ni kutuloka ni kulumbeka. Mina kukawa ufela, naha, neiva toya. Kono mulimu nalini wona, neva nanisi nula ya moya, neva soli kulati ya sita samuli osani.
Amen. And Moab said, now look here, we'll call all the cardinals and all the bishops and all the presbyters and get them out here. We'll do something about because we're a religious nation. We'll not let that propaganda get mixed up in our fine denomination.
Mimo habi ali, chwala mutali mekwanu, luka avizawa wakameli kaufela ni mabishop kaufela. Nibaye tireli baliko pano kaufela ni kubatisa kwande kwanu. Luka yaza sisi mkasona, kakuliruna hayabula peli. Harunakulu meleza zibiso yeokuli, ilianga niseko panoye.
And so they got him out there, and they built 12 altars. That's just exactly what Israel had, 12 altars. They put 12 sacrifices on it, bullocks, just exactly what Israel had, what God required. They put 12 sheep on it, representing the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, 12 sheep in both places.
Mikacholo, baba lele kila kwandi. Miba ya hali ya lete aleze 12 chwale. Kiso na luli sana eze Israele. Lia lete aleze 12, babi ya hali tabelo eze 12, fali mwazona. Lipoho, onacholo fela, sana eze Israele. Sana batamulimu.
All the celebrities, the bishops, and all stood around. They lit the sacrifice, they prayed, they raised their hands to Jehovah and said, Jehovah, hear us! What was he trying to do? And their old Balaam went forth like that, and the spirit come down upon him. Sure, but he is a carnal.
Nemawe ali inguze 12 fali mwazona, iliku yemela kuta kwa mwle na Jesu Kriste. Li inguze 12 maliba kazepe likaofela. Lichavela kaofela, mabishop kaofela ni babangwi. Inga baemi kwa matuko. Batu kisa stabilo, vala pela, vana nulela mazo wabona ku Jehova mivali. Jehova luhutwe, nivali kakweza sikamangi. Minibalami wabona wakale. Nize ngucholo, nimoe watu luke lafali mwahae. Luli, kono naliwana ma.
The spirit can fall upon the hypocrite. The Bible says, you heard me teach that now, the rain falls on the just and unjust. But it has to compare with the word. There's where you get it. Then, when he did, and when the spirit on him told the truth, he tried to curse Israel, and he blessed Israel.
Moya wako na kuwela neva kumuipi. Kubulela bibele. Muni utwile hani luta zeo chwale. Pula isulu helanga kuwewa lukile, niwewa sikaluka. Kono ina nikuwa piswa kwa linzwi. Foko na afumu lifumana. Michwale hana eze cholo. Minifani moya nitengi. Ono likuye na hao mbulea niti. Alika kukuta Israele. Miki hafu yola Israele.
Now if God disrespects a fine church and a fine bishop and a wonderful pastor, a scholarly bunch of people, he was duty bound to accept that sacrifice. Because he was just as fundamentally right as Israel was right. But he didn't have the spiritual revelation of the Word and the will of God. There you are. That's the difference today.
Chole haba mulimu, ukuteka fela kireki kakulikiende, ni bishop yomunde ni mulisa na yomunde, siku ata sabatu baba itutile, na atamele kwa mwela sitabilo sani. Kakulinali ya lukile hande kuya kamulao sina Israele, mwana abezi ya lukile kamulao. Kono nasi nasi nuwe moya, kali nzuni tatu ya mulimu, kifoe chwale. Yani kona shuta noka chenu.
Look at Jesus. They said, away with that guy. We know he's a Samaritan. He's crazy. Well, you teach us. Well, you was born in adultery. You wasn't nothing but an illegitimate child to come with. Who's your daddy? Say, God's your father, you blasphemer.
Mutali mele Jesu, sewali. Amu mulele kere kwa hule mchayo. Luzibakuli ikimu Samaria. Uliangani. Kana uvatakululuta. Hiya ande no pepezu mwabozwa. No sinto engwi kwa ndakuba mwana wa mwabunyazi. Yata hile chwalo. Ndataho kimangi. Ule akuli mulimu kiena ndataho. Wenamu nyefuli tuwe.
What you mean to tell us? We've been preachers, we've been bishops. To our great, 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 great grandfathers as preachers and bishops. We were born and raised in the church.
Kinyi utausa unacholo. Lubilewa kutazi. Lubilema bishopu. Kutacholo. Kabo kuku, abo kuku, abo kuku, abo kuku, abo kuku, abo kuku, abo kale. Vene valiwa kutazi ni mabishopu. Nelupepezwi ni kuhulela mwakeleke.
We went to the highest of seminaries. We know every word to the letter. And you try to teach us. Where'd you ever go to school at? Where'd you get this learning? He said, you're a father of the devil, said Jesus.
Lufite mwami kopano emi tuna yali kolo zavula peli. Luzibali nzuka ufela hamoho nilita kuzatengi. Miwe na ulika kululuta. No ile kwa sikolosifi, we tutile kaitutoyo. Kihali, minamuzwa kutinda dame na diabolosi. Kwa wabule ya Jesu.
They had no signs and wonders among them. They had no divine healings and things among them. They had no blessings among them. But Jesus was absolutely a spiritual revelation of the scriptures. They said, well, it's written so and so. Jesus said, yes, it's also written. But God vindicated his man by his signs.
Nebasinali supo nize komokisa mwalabona. Nebasinali supo avumuli munili kaze ngu mwalabona. Nebasinali mbuyoti mwalabona. Kono Jesu nalie na sinu ya moya ya mangolo. Sibali, kingi kungozu chwana ni chwana. Mi Jesu wali, eeni, mihape kungozwi. Kono mulimu apaka muna wa hae kali supo.
Peter said the same on Acts 2. He said, you man of Israel, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. But signs and wonders which God did by him in the midst of which you all yourself know. There you are.
Petros na vuleze swana mwalikezo tu. Na ezekuli, mina wana wa Israele. Jesu wana zareta ilimu na hapa kilwe, gimulimu mwalamina. Kali suponize komokisa zana ezize mulimu. Kaye na mwalamina, ili zeo minakasi vilimu ziba. Kifoe chwale.
Him being delivered by the four of other big Sanhedrin council up there, but by the foreknowledge of God, God foreordaining him to die this death, you've delivered him up with cruel, wicked hands. You've crucified the Prince of Life, who God's raised up, and we're witnesses of it.
Yena amano swaliwa mwa kabwino waka kuta yetuna ya Sanhedrin nikulo kwani. Kono kuyaka zibo ya mulimu, mulimu na muluku selizeka alekushu wakali fule. Mwamu taleka mwamazo ababa maswi. Mukokotezi fasifa pano mule na wabupilo. Yenazu sisiwe kimulimu. Milu lipaki zalita wazeo.
What a preacher. Didn't he kill him to sign his own name, but he knew God. Amen. They said they took heed to him and he'd been with Jesus. Certainly, it's a spiritual revelation. Oh my. Now, there you are.
Hakimu kutazi niyo. Nekusina mane nasa koni ni hae bakungwala ilivizo la hae. Kono na azi mulimu. Nebabulezi kuli, nebale mwere kuli nali ni Jesu. Kiniti, kisi nuloya moya. Ho, mawi. Chwale kifuwe, chwale.
Cain was just in that line. That carnal church is in the same line today. The spiritual church still has the pillar of fire, still has the signs, wonders, still has the same Christ, which vindicates all the way from the dying lamb and in the Garden of Eden until the second coming of the lamb. Absolutely the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Kaine na alifela mwanzi layani. Kireke ana mayani. Inzi mwanzi la Yesu wana kachenu. Kireke ya moya isana nisita samulilo. Usana nilisupo. Zeko mokisa. Usana ni kresti ya swana. Zene paka musipirika ufela kuzwa kwangu nyana yene vulaiwa. Mini mwasimu ya edeni. Kufikira kutaya kwa uweli kwangu nyana. Kiniti yena ya swana. Mabani kachenu nikuya kuile.
And that line of Cain, religious and polished and scholarly, right down the same, just the same, every day, just the same. Criticizers and persecutors, as Cain was of Abel, so are they today and have been and always will be. Carnal, unbelievers. That's right.
Miona ulisika lwa kaini lwani, lwa bula peli, miluwa makete, nilolui tutila hulu. Kamu kwa oswa nafila, kakuswa nafila, zazi ni zazi kintu eswana. Bahanyezi, niba nyandisi, sinakaine ni abele. Kuona mwaba inezi nikachenu, mibakana baba cholo ni kamu tawa na cholo. Banama, baba salumeli, yeo kiniti.
Genesis 3:8, and also I put 20 here, I was looking a while ago, and Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. See, that was after this beguiling had already took place.
Chole Genesis 3:8, mi hape, ni vea fate in 24, ni nisweli kuibata, fana kwenyana. Mi Adama avea musala hae Eva, kakuli na alima hewaze pila kaufila, mwabona? Saa ni nelika samulao wakushe maitwa, kwenye kweza alika likwani.
Cain was, now wait, you say, how could a snake, a serpent, but brother, watch here, the Bible don't say he was a serpent. The Bible said he was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. He wasn't a reptile, he was a beast.
Kaine nali, chole mulibelele, muli, kana noha ikona chwani, kakulikisi hahave, kono muzwale, mutali mifa. Vibela ibule ikuli, nelisi hahave. Vibela ibule akuli, na alisibata na sisi talifila hulu, kuza mwana inkaufila. Na sisi hahave, na alisibata na.
He was, and let me just give you this as a little token between us, if you will. That's where science is all mixed up. The closest thing they can find to a man is a chimpanzee. How many know that? But there's something between that.
Na alimi, nekunani, miyalu wanengi, nimififela ntueli kani, yeli mwahala luna, haba mwakona. Fani kona fo ili angane hezi sayansi. Ntueyefa kaufia hulu yeba kona kufumana, yeli vukaufi ni mutu, kipo mbwe, kibabaka yabazi bacholo. Konokuna nisesi mwi mwali mwani.
They can't make the chimpanzee bones meet with the man's bones yet. It's the closest thing. They can bring him up from a polywog. They can bring him up from a tadpole. They can bring him on up to the animal, and every animal they can bring him to a bear.
Abako nikunga masapo hapo mbwe, kuliakopa ni niamutu. Ni haili ntoye libuka ofi ya ulicholo. Wako na kuitisa kukalela kwa liwi ila mwamezi, wako na kuikaliseza kwa simbuluwe. Wako na kuikaliseza kwa folofolo, mane ni folofolo ifika ufila. Bako na kuikalisheza kwa bere.
You take a bear and pull her skin off of it, just like a little woman. Just the same thing. Take her back and everything. Stand there and pull the woman like, stand the woman like that. Just the same as a bear. The foot runs out the same and the hand runs out like this. It's like a human being. But a chimpanzee comes closer than that. It's almost, but they can't find it.
Amukanga bere ni kuivu halitalo. Iswana fila inge msiza na yomu nyani fila. Kiintu eswana fila. Munge muku kutoa hae nilikaze mkau fila, mulie misefani, ni muyoti sa musali kumutubu la cholo, mulie mise musali cholo fani, kintu eso na fila inge bere fila famu nyanya, liutuli cholo mokileka kuswana, minilizo awala aswana lulio na cholo, mane inge mutu famu nyanya mina. Kono pombweyo na itaka kusutela hulu kufitafo, niyo na mane isutelezi, kono wapa lezuku ifumana.
Here's a little secret if you want to know it. You heard that? It's hid from them. They can dig all the bones they want to. They can the sculptors can dig in the science and the chronologists can measure the scales of time with the atomic measures, but they'll never catch it.
Kiefa kunutia likani, aba mbata kuiziba. Mwaziba fo ifumane anji, lipa tule kuona. Bako na kukata masapo ka ufela oba bata kukata. Bako na kukata mishini, ye kata yako na kukata. Niyo na science kasibili. Niye na ya talima famikowa wako na kupima. Likala za nako nilipalo ze umweza kumbahala handi. Kono, habana kuiswala.
For that was the serpent. That was more like a man than anything else there was on earth. And God cursed him and put him on his belly. And he's turned from back to a snake with no resemblance of a man. I just scratch your head, them scientists, let them take that for a while. But the Bible declares that. He was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. That's right.
Kakuli yani, nelisepe nti noha, yene eswa na afela mane, ni mutu, kufitasika kau fela kuzine bupilo malifasi. Memulimu aikuta ni kuive akuli, izama engekamba. Mise ifetu wakubani noha, kusina ni haiba kusona mutu ni hanyani. Chwale hamu ingwa efela mwalito za mina, onaba tupasa ansibao, mikipetu wa nahane, fata abayo fana kwenyana. kono vivele ipatula kuli, neli ya talifila hulu, kwa liba tanakao fila za masimu, yeo kiniti.
He was that joint that stands between man and monkey. And God cursed him and put him plumb back on his belly because of the thing that he had did. He beguiled this woman, and she brought forth her first son, which was Cain, after the nature of the serpent's own inspiration, the devil that got in the serpent that did that.
Neliye napaka ni yeye mimuhala mutu ninjo kweani. Mimulimu aikuta nikweza kuli, azama ikamba ya hae wake insayona taba yanaizize. Ya kushema itamusalio. Miki hape pamwana hae wapili wa mshimani ya nalikaine, ya swanafira susumezo, ya sepenti noha, yena diabolosi, yana keni kusepenti, kiena yanaize seo.
Then she conceived and brought forth, she conceived again after she was beguiled. Now watch, she beguiled, she was almost, what she done wrong.
Miki hae tuwala nikupepa, hae tuwala hape kasamula wa amano pumiwa, tuwala mubone, musali na apumilwe, na alibuka ofi kihande, naize mafosi saa.
But she literally was legitimate when she conceived by her husband, for that might have been many, many times afterwards, many months and many days afterwards. You can't tell that, we don't know, but she did bring forth Adam.
Kono musali kamwana inezi, na sepa lile hae tuwala kamuna hae, kakuli saa ni muendi, ikana ya bakali na kuzengata ngata kasamu lao. Likweleze ngata ni mazazi ya mangata kasamu lao. Amuko ni kuzibazeo. Aluzibi. Kono nati wape paka Adama.
And someone even got the question saying, well, the son, he said, she, when Cain was born, said she got a son of the Lord. Absolutely. Certainly it had to be. It was the law of nature. That's just exactly the way you are today.
Mimane omu wina avira ni puzo ya kuli. Kihande mwana mshimani. Na abulezi kuli musali naize. Uka fani kaini hapepwa na bulezi kuli wa mwezi mwana mshimani yo yazwa kumulena kiniti kichona nena nikubawa na cholo nelimula wazebu pilwe ona cholo kona momu inezifila kachenu.
When you're born, God just doesn't come down and make you. You're an offspring of your father and mother, and you'll be, they'll be, your children will be offsprings of you. It's reproduction all the time, right on down like seed trees and things like that, but back to the original. I hope that explains it.
Amu pepwa mulimu hata angifira fafasi kutuwa mibupa. Minamu vana babwenda tamina ni buma amina. Mimu kabaya kukaba ni vana bamina ikawa babazo kumina. Kiku pepa na kana kukaufira. Kutaha kakushetu mkawona cholo. Inge liko tazali toze nilikazengu cholo. Kono amu kutile kuzamaka lelo. Nisepaku liseo sato lokalika.
How much time we got? Haven't got any more. Listen to this good one for beginning Sunday. By one spirit we're all baptized into one body. We'd like to know that. Christ at the time, I think I get up some scriptures, good scriptures on that. Here's a good one. It's like, would you suffer me just one more minute or two to answer this? It can answer itself.
Lunanina kwe kumakai? Haluna nieka na esiezi. Amu teleze kuye ndete tamaye. Yeluka kalela la sunda. Kamu ya ulimungi kaofi launa lukolobelizo mamubili ulimungi. Luka atabela kuziba yeo. Kreste kanaku, chwale nisepa ninope kwa tengi mangolo wa mangwi. Mangolo wa mande kuyona. Kie ye ndefa. Kusona fela, kikuli, mukani lumeleza famu zuzuka mbae mive lifela kuli. Niala be, yako na kuikalaba yona ini.
When you say the wicked shall not burn eternally. Well, I got Jehovah Witness on the run, haven't I? When you say the wicked will not burn eternally, do you mean in hell or in the lake of fire? I know it says in Revelation, that's the 20th chapter, that hell will be cast into the lake of fire. If they do not burn eternally, then what becomes of them?
Ha, ubule akuli, baba maswe haba nakutuka kuyakwile. Kihande, chwani ya nilipa kiza Jehova zeka mata njichwani. Haubule akuli baba maswe habana kuchamu niloku ya kuile. Kana utaulisakuli kimwali hele la mulilo otuka nji na aziba ya ubule acholo umasi nulo yekuka wanya 20. Kuli hele ikane pelwa mwali sala mulilo. Haiba nji ya batu kiku ya kuile. Kona kuli kukaba chwani kubona.
Just as I have just got through saying, brother or sister, whoever it was, they become extinct. There's no more to them. They had a beginning and they're the end. There's just nothing no more. How long they will burn?
It's just hard telling.
Inge fera mon se nivolezi kale, muzwale kamba kezeli, kamba kima nyimu tuyo kaofira. Lise li felile, halisabu na hala. Akusana zesi ezi zabona. Nelina ni makalelo, mite ngikuwa ni likayo fira. Akusana nize ngu zabona. Kukako na halachwani, wakatu kana kwetele kweye kumakai. Seo sitata fira kusibulela.
But look, there, if you can just get this in your mind, see, it's very simple. There is but one type of eternal life, and that comes through God Himself. And God alone is eternal life. If you'll just get here in the lecture, look up the Greek word zoe. Zoe is eternal life. Eternal life is God.
Kono amutali mifani, aba mukona fira kuikungira ze mwalito zamina, mwabona, kintu ebu nolwa hulu, kuna nifira mufuta olimu mufira wa upilo busafiri. Nivwa ni buzuri la fira kumuli mukasibiri. Nimuli mufira nosi kiena upilo busafiri. Aba mukona fira kutali mamwa buka ya alita lusuza manzwi. Mubate li nzwi la sigerike la zoe. Zoe kibu upilo busafiri. Upilo busafiri kiena mulimu.
And Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. And if you look here at the lection, it says zoe. That's the only eternal life there is. No place in the Bible where it ever says there will be an eternal hell. It said they'll burn forever and ever. Now to get the word forever and ever, look at the on.
Mijesu naize, ni wafabu pilo wabu safeli, mihaiba mukata limela, mwabuka ya lita lusuza manzwi, ibulezi kuli zoe. Vwani kona afela wupilo wabu safeli, wabu litengi. Akunasi baka mwabivele, koi bula kuli kukabali hele la kuya kuile. Ibula kuli wakatuka kamita nimita. Chwale, kuli mubwana linzuleo, kamita amutali mela aeon, aeon.
Did you notice here in the Bible, how many has ever heard it said, and aeons, and aeons, how many knows that aeon is a space of time? Why, sure, anybody knows that. Aeon is a space of time. And they shall burn for aeons, that's spaces of time, cast into the lake of fire and shall burn for aeons. Aeons means the spaces of time.
Kana mulemu yecho mwabivele. Kibabakai baba kile bautwa halibulelwa. Mi aeons. Ni e kibabakai baba zibakuli aeon kisibaka sanako. Kingi luli mutuka ofera wazibakuli aeon kisibaka sanako.
They may burn for 100 million years in punishment. But finally they have to come to an end. To be extinct altogether. See? Because everything that is not perfect is a perverted off of the perfect. And it had a beginning, so it must have an end.
Mibaka yotuka ka aeons. Yeo kisibaka sanako. Kunepero wa mwalisa la mulilo. Mibaka tuka ka aeons. Aeons itausa sibaka sanako. Wako na kutuka kali limoze kumafa milioni. Mwakoto. Kono mafelelezo, lina nikutia kwa mafelelezo. Kulilifelele kaofela. Mwabona, kakulilika kaofela zesi ka petahala. Kizeli angani kuzwa kuze pete hile. Mine lina ni makalelo. Kona kuli, lina nikuwa ni mafelelezo.
But we who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ have Zoe, God's own life in us, and have eternal life. Not have life forever and ever. The sinner has life forever and ever. But we have eternal life.
Kono luna baba lumela kumule na Jesu Kriste, luna ni Zoe. Bupilo wamuli mkasibili, kuluna. Miluna ni bupilo wabusafeli. Isi ngikuwa ni bupilo wakamita ni mita. Mweza alivi una nibupilo wakamita ni mita. Kono luna, luna nibupilo busa feli.
Brother Cox, not long ago, was sitting on my runway before we put the, we had the rocks there, and he picked up a little old fossil, and he said, Brother Branham, how old is that? Oh, I said, chronologically, you might say 10,000 years old. Some kind of little old sea monster that lived at one time, a little sea animal. Might have lived way back in the ages gone by.
Muzole Cox, ya kika la hulu, neninzi kwa libala la fulai. Kasamula wakupa ni macho kwani, Meano paka emba, kali sapola kali miali. Muzole Branham, hina ni mia heka ye? Oh, senili, kuya kali limo, wako na kubulea kuli, kimi ha, ye 10,000 foli kuma. Mufutanya na wafolofolo yene pila mwali wate na kwemwe. Folofolo enyani ya mwali wate. Akula hata ne epili ya mwali na koza kali kwa mwala waka fo.
He said, just think how short human life is to that life. I said, oh, but brother, that thing has an end. But the life that we have in Christ has no end.
Amen.
That may live 2 or 3 forever, but it'll never have eternal life, because eternal life comes from God alone.
Kihali munane tela bukusone wa upilo wa mutu mobu inezi kupapanya kwa upilo bwani. Senile, oh, kuno muzwale. Nto yewe nani mafelelezo. Kono upilo bolu nani kukreste, habuna mafelelezo. Zeoli kona kupila makamita amameli kamba amalalu. Kono, hana kubani upilo bubu saferi. Kakuli upilo bubu saferi, buzole la fela kumulimwa nosi.
Eternal. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life and shall never come to the judgment, but pass from death unto life. There you are. You get eternal life by being a believer. An unbeliever has life forever. A believer has eternal life and cannot perish because it's eternal.
Kuya kwile, ya utomanzu aka miyalumira kuyani lumire, unani bupilo busaferi, mi hasana kutaha kwa katulo. Kono uzwile mwalifu kukena mabupilo. Kifoye chwale. Ubani bupilo busaferi kakuba mulumeri. Yasa lumeri, unani bupilo wakamita kihona. Haili busaferi, haili mulumeri yena, unani bupilo busaferi. Mi hako nikushwa, kakuli, kibobu saferi.
But a believer, he will go, unbeliever will go through the world. He'll have miseries, woes, what he calls having a big time. Whoopee! Having a big time. Women, one big time. He thinks he's going on. He'll die. He'll go into a lake of fire and brimstone which burns, where it's burning and going on forever and forever, maybe for 100 million years. His soul may be tormented in a lake of fire and brimstone.
Kono haini mulumeli, ukaya. Yasa lumeli, ukafita mwali fasi, ukaba ni manyando, bumai. Sabi zaku linakwende, whoopi! Una linakwende, basali, waine, linakwetuna. Unana kuliwazo la pili, ukashwa. Ukayo kena mwali sala mulilo, nileli tukasulufula. Koku nani mulilo o tukakamita nimita. Mimwe ndiko nakubalili moze kumafama milioni ya mwanda. Moyo wa hae, ukona kutuka mwali sala mulilo, nisulufula.
You say, will it be just like regular brimstone? I believe it'll be a million times worse than that. I believe you couldn't describe it by a literal fire. The only reason it's put by fire, that fire is the most consuming thing that we have. It absolutely consumes, it destroys everything, fire does. Well then, it'll be in there, but you'll have a soul that'll have to be punished through some kind of...
Na muli, kana ikaba thilas na mulilo ozibala wasulufula. Na alumela ikaba lina koze kuma 5 milioni. Mwabu tuku, mwabu fita 4. Nilumela amuko niku liva pisa kamulilo. Kamulilo oluziba. Liva kafela kilakuli ka kamulilo. Kiyo nanto ye chiseleza hulu kuzele nani. Ona mane wa chiseleza kufeleleza likakao fela. Mulilo waeza unacholo. Kihande he ukaba matengi. Kono mukaba ni moyo okayo fiwa. Koto mamu futa umungiwa.
You have to watch the word fire because the Holy Ghost is used. Holy Ghost and fire, because Holy Ghost fire burns sin out. See? And makes clean. But this fire, it comes from hell. It said a lake of fire, and ever what it is, it's a punishment with torment.
Chwale muna nikule muha, linzule wala kuli mulilo. Kakuli moya oke nile, witu sa linzule kuli. Moya oke nile ni mulilo. Kakuli mulilo wa moya oke nile, wachi seleza sibi, mabona. Nikukeni saluli. Kono, kimulilo wo, uzo kwa lihele, ibulakuli. Kili sala mulilo, miseo lilisona, kikoto ya manyando.
The rich man lifted up his eyes being in hell and said, send Lazarus with a little water on his fingers to put on my lips, for these flames are tormenting me. Don't think there isn't a burning hell and a literal hell, there is. If there's a literal devil, there's a literal hell.
Muna wa mfumi, ainu la meto, inzali mwali hele sali, luma Lazaro watai nitumezi nyana kwa minu na yahaye, kule atolo tiseza famiro moyaka. Kakuli mulilo wo wani nyandisa. Musike mwana anakuli, akunali hele leli tukamulilo. Mi nili hele kuya kamolu lizibela, liteni. Awe banji kuna ni diavulosi kamolu lizibela. Kuna kuli kuna nili hele kamolu lizibela.
But you see, everything that's perverted has an end to it. Because it finally must come back to that purity and holiness of God. And God is eternal, and if we have eternal life, God is in us, and we can no more die than God can die. There you are. Now the text really explains itself, see, and makes it right.
Kono mwabona, likakau filazeli angani, lina ni mafelelezo wazona. Kakuli mafelelezo, lina nikutia kwabu iketo, nikukena kwa mulimu. mimulimu kiwa kuyakwile mihaiva runani bupira obusaferi kona kuli mulimu ukuluna mihaluko nikushwa sina mulimu mwasa akoneli kushwela kifoe chwale chwale paloye ya itoroka iliona mwabona nikuyeza kakuluka.
Now let's see ahead of I don't know where. Yes, what will become of them? They become extinct. There's no more to them. The soul goes, the spirit goes, the life goes, the body goes, the thoughts goes, the memory goes, and there will be no more thoughts of even evil or ever happen in glory. That's right.
Chwale, alwenengi, nenina ni anizibi kamba eeni, kisikamangi, sesika batahira, bafelile kuyundelela. Hakusana nizee mwizazona, moya wazo matengi, bupilo wazwa, mubili wazwa, miupolo yazwa, milelo ya kupuzo yazwa, miya kunaku yobami upolo ifika ufela ni haiba yona emaswe. Kamba zee kuna kwezahala, kwezahala fatengi mwakanya.
Could you imagine that here would be people over here in this part? Don't the Bible say even the thoughts of the wicked shall perish? The very thoughts of it will perish.
Yeo kiniti, kao filazona likaba, kana mwako na kuna anacholo, kulifa, kwa wako na kubaba atufa, mwasi embase, hanilibiwe lebulezi kuli, mane ni milelo ya baba maswe, ikayunda. Yona milelo ya tenguli, ikayunda.
Here will be a man over here, here's God, the great holy one here, and no one right out enters the pit with souls burning in it. Well, that couldn't be heaven.
Fa kukaba muna ya mwifa. Kiyofa mulimu, yena yake nile umutuna. Mika kuzibakuli, kwa ule kafo, kuna ni musima o tukamulilo. Nimio ya matengi, kinyi, laani haliru kerikubali halimu.
The very thoughts, the very memory, everything that's perverted, every evil thought, everything will perish, and everything is evil in it. And we'll be nothing but purity with Zoe, the life of God, to eternity and for our ages roll on and on and on. It'll never end. Be eternal.
Yona milelo luli, yona kupuzo luli, likakao fila zeli angani, mulelo o maswe kao fila, likakao fila likayunda, mane hamoni likakao fila ze maswe kuona. Mia kuna seluka basona kwanda kukena ni Zoe, ilibu pile wa mulimu. Kwa kuya kuile ni mwahalamia hayeka pikulu wakabungata, nikabungata, 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 nikabungata. Halina kufela, ikaba kuya kuile.
They went into everlasting punishment, but the righteous went into eternal life. You get it? Everlasting punishment, eternal life. What a difference.
Nebakeni mwaka tulo ya kamita. Kono baba lukile, bakena mabupilo busafiri. Mwautu anji, koto ya kamita,
now, see, it doesn't. Now, I know to you, my dear little young'uns, I don't mean to try to present myself as a know-it-all. If I do that, I've got three or four more good questions. I'll pick them up Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Chwale mwabona, akikuli, chwale na aziba kumina, vana akibaba latiwa, baba nyani, ha, anita ulisikuli, nani zibali kakao fila? Aiba nyeza cholo. Chwale, nina nizete aluka mbali puzo zene, ze mweze nde, nikalitali mela, lasunda kakusa sana, haiwa mule nalata.
Now look, see, these rise questions. I'm an old preacher. I've 26 years in the ministry. And I am very grateful for this, that I can say this. I have never tried to try to present anything in my life without first it being revealed.
Chwale mutalime, mwabona, litabaze litisali puzo. Nani mukutazi wakale? Ni nani lili moze 26 mabulumiwa. Mina na itumela kuli kase kuli nikona kubulea tabaye. Yaka nalikuba nilike kukutaza sika mabupilo waka. Sisika patulu wa pili.
And I'm so thankful that the angel of the Lord, which I had no education, no ability, and this angel come down and has been my help sent from God. And he has never told me one thing, but what absolutely dovetailed from Genesis revelations was that.
Mini itumela hulu kulilingelo ila mulena. Na yae za kulimane hanina nituto. Hanina mata. Mini ngelo ile la atafafasi. Milibile tuso yaka kuzwa kumulimu. Miha sika nivulela nto isili kwa anda sisi zama ila hande kuzwa kwa genese kuisa sinulo kasona. Kulimane.
in so much that I wrote down right quick when he said, and you shall take a gift of divine healing. Now I put it down just the way he said it.
Neni ngozi kapili luli. Hana abulezi kuli. Miwena ukanga mpo ya folisi wa bumulimu. Mina ingola kuyakama na ibulelezi.
And about 3 years later, the manager called my attention to it. Said, Brother Branham, did you notice that? That's so perfect till he told you a gift. See? Never said the gift. And every one in the Bible, every gift is the gift, but divine healing, and it's a gift.
Mika samula walini mozete aluchwalo. Mwinasipula ani. Ani zibisa kazona ali. Muzole Branham. Kikuli ule mwile seo, zipete ile lulu kufitila hana akubulezi kuli kimpo. Mabona, asikabule akuli kimpo. Mi, mangi mangi kaufela wa mwabibele. Mpoifi kaufela kimpo. Kono forse ya vumulimu, mi, kimpo.
It's gifts of healing. You can have all kinds of gifts of healing different ways. But every other is the gift of prophecy, the gift of this. But divine healing is in the plural gifts. And I never noticed that the Holy Spirit is so perfect. Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Kimpo ya kufolisa. Mwako na kubani mifuta kaofela ya limpo za kufolisa. Kalinzila ze shutana. Kono ifi nifi kaofela kimpo. Ki, mpo ya kupolofita. Ki, mpo ya se. Kono folisa ya umulimu imabungata limpo. Minali kubani le mweseo. Kulimoya oke nile upeta ilahulu. Oh, kufuyo lwe mulena.
Do you understand that the same Holy Ghost that wrote that Bible by hundreds of men, hundreds of years apart, and not one of them divvied one from the other? Every one of them was completely, one never even heard of the other one.
Kana mautusa kuli, ona moyao kenile oswana, ono ngozi bibeleo, kami andanda yabana, miaha ye miandanda fahali, mia kuna nyomukana obona, yanaka uhana nyomungwi. Mangi ni mangi wabona na kondisa kaswanilo. Mia hakuna nyomuka na wabona ya na utule lita wazayomungwi.
And Paul went down and was down in Arabia and never even visited Jerusalem for 14 years. But was down in Jerusalem and down, went to Jerusalem but down in Arabia and started preaching, never even seen Peter and the rest of them for 14 years.
Mi Paulusi ayakwani, mina alikuwa Arabia. Mi alikuwa apotele Jerusalema kalili mozeli shumi nizene. Kono, nali kwa Jerusalema kwani, kwa nazule kwa, nasikaya kwa Jerusalema, kono nali mu Arabia. Mi aka alaku kutaza, alikuwa abona nifate ngimpitrosi ni baba ngwi, babo na kamiaha, yeli shumi niyemine.
And when they come together, they were preaching the very same thing. Water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and divine healing in the power of God.
Mi hawa yote hamoho, nebasweli kukutaza ntue swana, kolomezo ya mezi, neli kalibizo la Jesu Kristi, nifolisi ya vumulimu, nimata amulimu. Oh, nitavila hulukuli, nikona kulaku ni alimu mwabona. Alimu mwabona, ni alimu mwabona. Nitavile hulukuli, nikona kulakuli, ni alimu mwabona. Hallelujah! Alimu mwabona, ni alimu mwabona. Kitabu fela, nikona kulakuli, ni alimu mwabona. Kuna ni vatu, kwa liva kakao fela. Veli piluzabo na zatuka. Wake insamu lilo ono uwile la Pentekota. Oba tapi sizeni kubaheza haba wake nile. Oo usweli watu kachwale mwapilu yaka. Oo kanya kwa lipiso la hai. Nitavira hulukuli, nikona kulakuli, ni alimu mwabona. Nebako pani mwandu ya fahalimu. Kau fela inge balapi ya kalipiso la hai. Nebako lovelizo yaka mwe oke nile. Mimata asebelezo ataha. Chwale sana abaheza lizeli sarazani. Ukamieza sona. Nitavila hulukuli nikona kukulakuli. Ni alimu mwabona. Ni alimu mwabona. Ni alimu mwabona. Nitavila hulukuli nikona kukulakuli. Ni alimu mwabona. Hallelujah. Alimu mwabona. Alimu mwabona. Nitavila hulukuli nikona kukulakuli. Ni alimu mwabona. Muteleze, nimivulukezili ngusanyana. Tahamuzu wale waka ubate mbuyoti. Yeka tapisapilu ya hau kwa sibi. Yeka liza milangu ya tabo. Ni kutumbula moyo wa hao kamulilo. Oh, watu kachwale mwapilu yaka. Oh, kanya kwa lipizo la hae. Nitavila hulukuli nikona kukulakuli. Ni alimu mwabona.
Aren't you glad you're one of them? What is it? It's the Spirit that reveals. It's the revelation of God. Up on this rock, I don't care for Archbishop.
Mina muska tebera kuli, mbaliba mbabona. Kisika maiseo, kiona moya o patulula. Kisi nilua mulimu, fali mwali chwele. Hanata waka mbaki bishop we mtuna.
The Catholic priest sat not long ago in my house. And he said, Mr. Branham, I come to ask you a question. I said, all right, sir. He said, I have a letter here from the bishop to you. I said, all right, sir. He said, the statements that you make, will you hold your hand and solemnly swear you tell the truth?
Muprista wa katolika, akika la hulu, na enzi mwandu ya haka misali, wo Branham, nituwe mivuza puzo. Senili, kulukiresha. Ali, nina nili ngolo fa, lilizo waku bishopu, litaa kumina. Senili, kulukiresha. Geali, litaba zobu liranga. Kikuli ukana unalizola hao, nikui konkakuli, ukabulea niti.
I said, I will not. I said, the Bible said, swear not at all by heavens of earth, or it's his footstool. Let your yeas be nay. If the bishop wants to hear what I got to say, he'll take my word for it. If you don't, I don't swear.
Senili, anaku konka. Senili, vivele bulakuli, muske mwakonka, kali halimu kamba kali fasi. Kakuli, kifaa hatila mautu aspura sahai. Eye, yamina, ivesina awa ni eye. Hai libanji bishop ubataku utwa se, nikabulela, ukaa utwisisa manzu yaka. Hai bali utwi, anaku konka.
There's a little priest up here at the Sacred Heart Church. He said, did you baptize Pauline Frazier on a certain date? I said, I did, sir. Down the Ohio River. He said, how did you baptize her? I said, I baptized her by immersing her beneath the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yenamu prista yo, wakua kereki ya Sacred Heart kihari. Kana no kolobilize Pauline Frazier, kaza azila kulikuli. Senili, nenimu kolobilize sha. Neli kwa nuka ya Ohio. Ali, nenimu kolobilize chwani. Senili, nenimu kolobilize kakumunuelisa muata saa mezi, kali vizo la mwle na Jesu Christi.
Yeah, put it down. He said, you know what Catholic Church is to baptize like that? I said, when? He said, in the early age. I said, what early age? He said, well, at the beginning. I said, what beginning? He said, in the Bible. I said, you mean the disciples? He said, sure.
Ali ngola ali. Waziba kereke ya katolika na ikolo wezanga onacholo sapili. Senili, kilili. Miali, mwalusika lo makalelo. Senili, lusika lufilwa pili. Kihali kihande kwa simulo. Senili simulo ifi. Kihali mwabivele. Senili kikuli utawasakuli. Kwa maka mwabalutiwa. Kihali luli.
I said, you call the Catholics, you say the disciples were Catholics? He said, sure they were. I said, I thought the Catholic Church didn't change. He said, it doesn't.
Senili kana ubiza makatolika kamba ba. Ubulela kuli. Valutiwa. Neli bakatolika. Kihali luli. Nebali cholo. Senili, neni upulakuli kereke ya katolika, aisika chincha. Kihali, haichwalo.
I said, then why did Peter say repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? And you say that was he was the Pope? Yes. Then why do you baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? And he immersed and you sprinkle. Now what's happened?
Senili, chwale kinyi Petro siana abulezi kuli. Mubake mimukolo bezwe kalibizo la Jesu Christi. Miwe na ubule akuli, neliye na kuli. Nekuna ni Pope? Eee. Chwale kinyi, amu kolo bezanga kalibizo la ndate mwana ni mwayoke nile. Mina chimbeka, kono mina mwa fafaleza. Chwale kisi kama insisi za halile.
He said, but you see, said the Catholic Church has power to do anything they want to do. I said, and you call the disciples Catholics? He said, yeah.
Kihali, kono mwa bona, ali, kereke ya katolika, inani mata kweza, sikaka ofila seiba takweza. Ha, senili, miubulezi kuli, valutiwa, neli makatolika, kihali, ee.
I said, sir, I've got Josephus. I've got the Fox Book of Martyrs. I've got Pemberman's Early Ages. I've got the Hossius II Babylons, the most ancient histories that there is in the world. Show me in there where the Catholic Church has ever ordained or ever come into an organization 600 years after the death of the last apostle.
Senili Shangwe, ninani Josephus, ninani buka ibizwa kuli, Fox Book of Martyrs, ninani ibizwa Pemberman's Early Ages, ninani ya Hyslop's ibizwa Two Babylons. Ya kale ahulu mwala litia waza kale zalifasi. Unibu onise kuzeo foo keleki ya katolika haikile ya onga ongiwa. Kamba kutea mwaka tengu. Hili mwazei miande silezi kasamula walifu la mwapostola wa mafelelezo.
Or he said, we believe what the church says. I said, I believe what the Bible says. Right? Well, he said, God's in his church. I said, God's in his word.
Oh, kihali. Lulumela seibu ya keleke, senili. Nani lumela seibu ya bibele? Mwabona? Kingi kihali. Mulimu mwa keleke hae. Senili, mulimu mwali nzula hae.
I said, the Bible doesn't say God's in His church, but the Bible said God's in His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and dwelt among us. That's right. I said, God's in His Word.
Mr. Nili, haiva kihali, sanili, vive lai bulekuli, mulimu mwakeleke hai. Kono vive lai bulekuli, mulimu mwalinzula hai. Kwasi muluo, nekuna nilinzwi. Milinzwi naliku mulimu. Milinzwi nalimulimu. Milato ya akuluna. Yeokiniti, sanili, mulimu mwalinzula hai.
He went on out and told that. He said, well, we couldn't argue. He said, because you believe in the Bible. I believe in the church. I said, I believe that the Bible is God's inspired word, and there's not one contradiction in it, and it's God's word and His eternal plans for the whole ages to come. He said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's right. I believe the word.
Azura pilini kubulewa na cholo kihali, kihande harunaku kanana, ali, kakuli wena ulumela mwa bivele, nani ulumela mwa keleke. Sanili nilumela kuli, bivele kili nzula mulimu, leli susumelizwe. Mia kuna ni hae batuwa nisonieka na mwala kulona. Mikili nzula mulimu, milelo ya hae ya kuyakuile, ama sikakawa ufela sataha. Uize kuli, lihalimu nilifasi likafela. Kono manzu ya kahana kufela. Yeo kiniti, nalumela linzwi.
He went out to Miss Frazier. He said, Miss Frazier, will you sign a paper here consenting that your girl can be a member of the Catholic Church? She said, I'd rather walk with her to the grave.
Aya kumusalabo Frazier. Kihali, wamusalabo Frazier kikuli, ukanyatila pampili ye paka kuli, musiza na wahao wakona kubame mbala wakilika katolika, musali hali, ninikai ya niye na kwali vita.
Said, shame on you. Said, you ought to be thankful of that girl's coming out of that nonsense into the Catholic Church. Said, what if it was your girl coming to my church, what would you say about it? Oh, he said, that's different. Said, no, it's not. He knew he'd been somewhere when he left that little woman out there. He knew he'd been somewhere. She said, now the same door's open as you come in at.
Ali, maswabisa kuwena, ali, ulukela kubaya itumela kulimusiza na yani, uzule mwabu kuba abu chwalubo. Kukena mwakelekea katolika. Ali, kuchwa nkambe neliwe na musiza na yata anga kwa kelekeaka. Nukabu lasi kama inga zeo? Oh, kihali, zeo za shutana. Nali, vatili ali shutani. Azibakuli, nali kukungwi, anasile musali ya nikwani. Nazibakuli, nali kwa sifaka sisi mwi, musali ali, chwale, onasi kwa losesi swana, si kwa luhile, kuli ukene.
That's the way. Don't be run over. You don't have to be run over. If God's for you, who can be against you? Right. The trouble of it is today you got a wishbone instead of a backbone. Stand for God and right.
Mwabona, kona na cholo, usike wa hatiwa, hauluke likuwa hatiwa, haiba mulimu na niwena, kimanyaka kuluanisa. Kiniti, butate watinika chenu, unanilisa hapo leli bunolo kufita kubani mongo la oti ile wa mkokoto. Uyemele mulimu, miwe ya lukile.
The same Holy Ghost that come down on those apostles and back in the ages is still in His church today, those who God has revealed Himself to. Amen. Not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy.
Ona mwe oke nile osu wana ono wezifali mwa baba apostola bani, mama sika kwa mula waani. Usali mwa keleke ya hai nikachenu. Wona bao mulimu aipa tuluzi iliye na kubona. Haki yala kaza kamba ena ya mata. Kono ki mulimu ya wensasi shemo.
It's God by His election brings the people and opens their eyes. You can never see it. You're blind and never could see it unless God opens your understanding.
Kimulimu, kakuketa kwa hae, kiena ya vizasi chaba. Nikukwa rametu asona, amuko nikulibona mulibofu. Mimane amuko nikulibona kwanda kulimulimu, akwalwe kutisu ya mina.
The Bible said you're blind. And you can't see. There's no need of you trying to all the education scholarship you could get. You just constantly get blinder. Now, you Church of Christ, sure, you speak where the Bible speaks and silent where it's silent. What about some of this? You're mighty silent on that. Right.
Vivele wezi kuli usibofu. Mia uko ni kubona. Akuna tuso ya kuli ulikelike. Katutu elite ni kaofela, lituso za kuli felwa, kwasi kolo kaofela zono kafumana. Uka na uzula pili fela, kubasi bofu ni kufita. Chole minaba Church of Christ kwanu. Mubulele vivele, haibulela. Mimukuze foi kuzize. Kuchwa ngihe. Kubaba ngwe basona. Kihande mukuze fela kuyona. Kiniti.
See, it takes spiritual revealed truth. Then God comes down and reveals Himself and vindicates it to be the truth. Amen. You love Him?
Amen.
So do I. Amen.
Mwabona, silwala niti epa tuluzi ya moya. Nikipeto mulimu utakuto ipatula iliena nikuponsa kuli. Kiyona niti. Amen. Mwamulata nji, nina na mulata. Amen.
All right. All you Methodists, will you shake hands with the Baptist now? You Presbyterians? Now, do you say, Brother Branham, do you disfellowship Baptists and Presbyterians that don't baptize? No, sir, I don't. I consider them my brothers. Absolutely.
Kurukile, kao filami na ba Methodist kikuli mwate vila kusolana mwema zo chwale ni ba Baptist chwale, mina avu ma Presbyterian. Chole muli, mzole Branham kikuli, mwalele ka ba Baptist ni ba Presbyterian, baba saa koloveza ka vatilisha. Haniyezi chwalo, ni watali makulikimizu wale yaka. Kiniti.
I don't care if you're not baptized, all of you is baptized in the name of Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, and the Morning Star. I wouldn't have it. I'd be just as good as Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's three titles.
Anata baka mba hausika kolowezo ani kamuta. Aiba u kolowelezo kalibizo la Rose ya Sharon. Mulilima umamu sindi. Nikana liya yaka kusasana. Sewa sikuwa nikuba. Sewa sikuwa na kusona filasi na ndate. Mwana mwe oke nile. Kima rumbati na mala alufila makubizeza.
He was a Rose of Sharon, was he? The Lily Valley, the Morning Star. All those, sure he was. Just one thing and another, but here's what it is. The correct scripture way is in the name of Jesus Christ. If you want scripture way, that's exactly. That's the correct way.
Na alie na Rose ya Sharon. Njichwani? Mulilima umamu sindi. Na aleli ya kakusasana. Kaufila zona zeo. Luli na alizona. Kinto ilingwi fela kambaye tatama. Kono seo kona mosi inezi. Lingolo leli swanela kikali vizo la Jesu Kristi. Aiba mubata nzila ya mangolo, kona ye kumba halile yeo. Kiyo na nzila yelu kile.
Now if you're baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, feel like it, that's all right? Amen. If it's a good answer to God, towards a clear conscience to God, amen. Go right ahead. See, but as far as I am concerned, as far as my part, if you'd ask me, say, Brother Branham, should I be baptized over? I'd say yes, to my part.
Chole haiba ukolobelizo kali vizo la ndate mwana ni moya oke nile. Wei kutuwa kulikulu kile. Amen. Haiba kikalabo yende kumulimu. Kalizi waloleli lukile kumulimu. Amen. Ziwala pilo na chwalo mwabona. Kono kuya kamuni zibela. Kuya kasi embasaka. Haiba ne mukani buzakuli. Mzole Branham. Kana. Nikolobe zosi ncha. Ninikali. Eni. Kwane kulaka.
The little woman come here the day. Said, the Lord called me to be a preacher. I didn't believe that. Not no more than I believe that she could jump over the moon.
Musisa na yomungwe, akile hata haza zile ngwe ali. Mule na uni vizize kuli, nive mkutazi. Ninisika alumela chwalo. Nge mwenisa alumeleli kuli, na akaa tulafa kweli.
And I said, well, that's very good, sister. I said, are you married? Yes. Got two children? Yeah. I said, what, is your husband saved? No. I said, what are you going to do with him? Go leave him home. I said, that's the best bait the devil ever had. Amen.
Mikiha, senili, ki hande, yeo kintu ende kezeli, senili, kana unyezwi, eni, unaniba na babeli, ee, senili, kisi kama isa, kana, bomu na hao, bapili sizwe, batili, senili, ukayaza sikama ngini wona, nikabasia kwandu, senili, kona si teo luli saadi ya bolosi, saa kuteile.
You're a pretty woman to begin with, and you slipping off out here in a field, you'll be a regular bait and a target for the devil, and your husband home a young man, and you leading with these two children, he'll start running around with another woman, and these kids will have another daddy one of these days.
Wena umusali yomu ndeka kukala, miusuli kuza maza maya masi mkwanu, ukawabasi teo sa diabolosi, mibomu na hao kwandu, mutangana ya tiile, miumusiela bana wabeli bao. Ukakala kumata mata ni musali usili, miba nana baka waninda tabo na usili, leli ngula maza zia.
I said, the first place if God called a woman, he contradicted his word. I said, now if you want to, that's all right. And I said, now discernment. You say the Lord give you discernment. Do you want to go out to the platform and try it? She said, yes. And you see what happened.
Senili sibaka sapili, haiba mulimu vizamu sali. Ukanani sali nzula hae? Senili, chwale, haiba ubatazeo. Kaa ufila kizende? Senili, chwale, temuho. Ubulela kuli, mule na ukufile temuho. Kipeto ubatakuya kwa katala kwa pata. Mi uyo ilika. Musali alieni, mimo abona asine si zalile.
You see, it's enthused. It's got to come to the word. If it's not in the word, then it's not right. I don't care what your emotions are. It's not right. Amen. That sounds good. Amen. All right.
Mwabona, kiku susumezwa. Ina nikuta kwa linzwi. Haiba akilinzwi kona kuli, haisikaluka. Anata wakamba maikutu wa mubili wa hawa achwani, alisikaluka. Amen. Sewa sawa tu alande. Amen. Kulukile. Luka. Zamaya. Mwaliseli. Kiliseli. Lelinde. Mutahe. Kukunelama loteli. Asi shemo. Amande. Livenye. Mwahalaluna. Musihali. Nebusihu. Jesu Kiriseli Lalifasi Kaufela Mina Baba Kenile Valiseli Mubule Muli Jesu Kiriseli Lalifasi Mimilangu Yali Halimu Ika Lila Jesu Kiriseli Lalifasi Luka Zamaya Mwali Seli Kiriseli Lelinde Mutahe Kokunela Maloteli Livenye Mahalaluna Musihali Nibusihu Jesu Kiriseli La Chorani batakuli mangi ni mangi afe tuhe Ni muswala ni mazoho Mane kwa mane kaofela Ni mutu kaofela chwale halu nzelui opela hape Luka Zamaya Mwa liseli Kiriseli Lelinde Amen Mutahe Kokunela maloteli Asi shemo Amande Livenye Mwahalaluna Musihali Nibusihu Jesu Kiriseli La
Do you love the Methodist? Say amen. The Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Catholic, the all you love them all, say amen.
Kana mwabalate wa Methodist, muli amen. Va Baptist ivo, va Presbyterian ivo, va Katolika ivo, va, oh, mwabalate kaofila ivo na muli amen. Luka, Zamaya, Mwaliseli, Lelinde, Muswala ni mamazo halonzelu ya chwalo. Oh, mutahe. Kokunela maloteli. Asi shemo. Amande. Livenye. Mwahalaluna. Musihali. Nibusihu. Jesu. Kiriseli. La.
Before we sing our dismissing song, now it's possible that I'll be here again Sunday. Now after that, I won't be back no more till after Christmas. Because I'm going to Michigan, from Michigan to Colorado, from Colorado over to Idaho, from Idaho over into California, and we'll be back.
Lusika opela kale pina ya kuzwa kayona, chwale kwako na lakuli, nitoba kwanu hape la sunda. Chwale kuzwa fani, anaku kuta kwanu hape, konjika samula wa Christmas. Mabona, kakuli ni ya kwa Michigan, kuzwa kwa Michigan, ni ya kwa Colorado, kuzwa kwa Colorado, ni silela kwa Idaho, kuzwa kwa Idaho, ni ya kwa California, Nikona nikayokuta.
And it's possible, I want you to pray for me, I'll be in Waterloo, Iowa, beginning on January the 24th until February the 2nd. See, at a big arena there, just got the call a while ago, and I got from now to Sunday to pray. See, at Waterloo, Iowa, which is close now.
Mi kikwa konala, nimatakuli munila pelele kwa tengi, nikawa kwa Waterloo, Iowa, kukala kasope la 24, kuyopunya mwayo wa la 2. Mabona? Mwasiba kasesi tunakwani ni amwezi felapizo fana kwenye naiftile. Mini nani kukala chwale kuyopunya la sunda inge nilapela. Mwabona kwa Waterloo, Iowa. Yes, yes, telezi chwale.
But now remember, listen to the brother's broadcast at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. We'll call him and let him know. And that'll be our WLRP, the Neville Quartet, at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. We'll, if I don't get to take him, Brother Neville, we'll finish the questions. Will you, Brother Neville, for Sunday morning?
Big order.
Well, look, if you get in trouble, I'll run with you.
I'll look
at it. All right. All right.
Kono chole muhupule, muteleze, kwa tu kisofasili mbaka na inikiloko. La pele kilo kakusasana, luka mubiza, nikumuzi visa. Mibani ika baba WLRP, vao peli babani, bahane vao, kana inikiloko. La sunda kakusasana. Luka, hai baha, aninakuba nibona, muzole nevao, ukafeleza lipuzo. Ukaza cholo muzole nevao, la sunda kakusasana. Kihande, mutalime, haiba mba mwabutata, nikaya nimina. Ukata lima talima, kulukile, kulukile. Unge, nevizo, la Jesu. Mwana wama nyando ni wumai Lika kufatabo Ninya kalalo O ulinge kouya kaufela Nivizo Nelinde. Oh, kwa munati. Sepo yali fasi. Netabo. Ya lihalimu. Libizo. Nelinde. Libizo lelinde. Oh, kwa munati. Kwa munati. Sepo yali fasi. Netabo. Ya lihalimu.
Baptist that believes in shouting, that's the kind of shouting I believe in. Amen. That old mother just sitting there and the spirit come up on her, she started screaming, she couldn't hold it, she walked back and hugged her daughter.
Chole haba mbata kuziva mubaptist ya rumela mwakuhua. Wani kona mufuta wakuhua ontabela. Musalimu hulu ya inezi foyo. Mimoya wa mutahela. Akala kuhua. Mane upalo ziku itiisa. Akuta mamulao ni kukumbatela mwana hayo musizana.
That's the way I like to see it. Amen. That's real good old fashioned. Heartfelt feelings, oh man, oh, no seasoned, right and saint, ready to go home to glory, just waiting to summons, you see,
praise
just
God.
Having a wonderful time.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Neville now, whatever he wants to do.
Zeo kwa nazini tewe la kubona, amen, zeo kizende luli, mwamufuta wakale, maikuto au tuhali ya mapilu, oh, mawi, kiwakale, kiwakale, oh, tile muketwa, ya buzwize, ya itu kisize kuya kwa hai kwa kanya, ulivela fela, kubiziwa mwabona, inge ana nifela na kwe ndi atabo. Kulukile, mzole neva uchwale, kaufela sabata kweza.